news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Two deadlines have come and gone, 10 days have elapsed, and still no sign of Nancy Guthrie.
The missing 84-year-old's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
Opening statements delivered in a landmark trial in Los Angeles with Instagram parent Meta and Google's YouTube defending against claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. Congress is facing another Friday midnight deadline to agree on federal funding.
The government is funded through September, except for one agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week to figure out how to fund DHS, which has more than a quarter million employees. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. ICE already has funding thanks to a separate bill passed last year, but if there's no agreement this week, funding would dry up for FEMA, TSA, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
About 6,000 San Francisco public school teachers have gone on strike, the city's first teachers' walkout in almost 50 years. The educators demand higher wages, less expensive health benefits, and more resources for students with special needs. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 52 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 18, S&P futures 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time, and industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming up the Beltway early this morning from Wilkins Avenue up towards Edmondson Avenue, some crews are working on the right side. They're removing some of the snow that is still there before the ramp at Edmondson Avenue. So they're far enough off to the right. It's not a big deal right now, but I didn't want to get that surprise as you come up from Frederick Road. Everybody else is good. The rest of the Beltway is clear. Looking at you live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the lanes are open. Unfortunately, we had a wreck about 20 minutes ago. Pedestrian struck in the city, and that investigation is underway. Again, a heads up, Greenmount Avenue between 23rd Street and 24th Street, northeast of downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well, staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. For the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
21 degrees in White Marsh and 20 in Joppa Town at 6:04 here. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Supporters of 287G partnerships between local law enforcement agencies and ICE are urging the governor to allow the program to continue. Under the program, local jails are allowed to screen inmates to find out if they're wanted by ICE and contact federal authorities if they are. Last week, the Maryland House and Senate passed measures to end the ICE agreements and prohibit new ones. Law enforcement from the eight counties with the ICE agreements are urging Governor Moore to veto the legislation. legislation, saying it's a matter of public safety. And the Baltimore City Council will be considering a pair of bills that would place limits on ICE activities. One measure would place limits on ICE operations in city-owned spaces like government buildings, schools, libraries, and parks. It would also restrict the use of city resources to assist immigration enforcement. The second measure calls on Maryland state lawmakers to pass measures banning local 287G partnerships with ICE and prohibit federal law enforcement from wearing masks while carrying out immigration enforcement. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 655. The pick four, 9092. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Hope Springs Eternal today for Baltimore baseball fans. Pitchers and catchers reporting for work this morning. First practice tomorrow at 9 a.m. Manager Craig Albernaz will be there.
I said this a bunch. I haven't lost a game yet. We haven't lost a game yet, so everyone loves it. So I'm going to eat that up. You know, we're going to lose some games. We play 162. But
Albernaz trying to right the ship from a year ago that saw the Birds fall 27 games off the pace that they had set in 2024. So what should Baltimore football fans take away from Super Bowl 60 that could be applied to our franchise here? How about the notion that a guy like Mike McDonald in just 2 years can take a team that was one game under 500 over the previous 3 years to the heights of the league? And Jesse Minter was asked, could that happen to him here in Baltimore?
Yeah, I think Mike and I kind of grew up together here with the Ravens. We think about football, I think, very similarly and what it takes to build a great team. So happy for him and his success there in Seattle. I do think that is a blueprint and showing that it can be done quickly when you get the buy-in from the players and from the people. And so look forward to trying to not just match that, get to the Super Bowl in year two, hopefully in year one.
All right, coming up in 30 minutes, the injury Lindsey Vonn suffered, and will that end her career? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland's Tuesday, February 10, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Harford County Schools terminate the superintendent, Dr. Sean Bolson, with pay. Lawmakers are asking the FCC to investigate the Bad Bunny lyrics at halftime, which may or may not have been vulgar. We'll explain. But our top story here today is Maryland lawmakers pushing the governor to sign the emergency 287G ban. And the sheriffs and others went to Annapolis yesterday to testify and urge the governor to veto the ban on cooperating with ICE. And right now you've got 8 different jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. That's it, 8 out of 23 that participate with ICE. And kudos to Harford County, Wacomico County, and Frederick County, Cecil County, and others. And I think Carroll County has like a light 287G program, whatever that is. But when you look at it, the rest of the state doesn't. And so that's the reason why we've got MS-13 gangbangers. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins once told us on the show, this was years ago, there were 60 known gangs or gang affiliates in the state of Maryland. I'm sure it's more now, based on we have been a magnet for illegal aliens, and the gangs follow the illegal aliens that cross the border anyway. They follow the immigrant communities wherever they go. So yesterday, the Sheriff Gaylor and you had the Wicomico County Executive, Julie Giordano, and Patty Morin, the mom of murdered Rachel Morin, who was brutally murdered by an illegal alien. They went to Annapolis to testify and urge the governor not to sign it, but to instead veto it.
Safety of the American citizens should be top priority.
And because my first responsibility is the safety of the people that I serve.
Losing their children because of these immigration laws and the lax of them.
Yeah. And that's it would be nice if all the counties of the entire state would cooperate with 287G. That way they don't have these murderers and these rapists and these pedophiles and predators released back into the immigrant communities. And Sheriff Gaylor and Patty Morin basically responding to the fact that the Democrats in this state continue wanting to have these individuals released back into the communities.
This is a Democrat program. President Bill Clinton created this program. President Obama expanded the program and accepted my office into it.
This is a very vital program for Maryland.
Indeed it is. And the reason why, according to the Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano, is the number of repeat offenders that are ultimately released after they're momentarily detained, then they get out on bail or they then serve their time, whatever the case may be, they are then released back into these communities at large.
More than 300 undocumented individuals had moved through my correctional facility during that time, and most of them repeat offenders. The charges associated with these individuals are not minor. They include first and second degree murder.
Yeah, let's release murderers back out in onto the streets of Baltimore and the rest of Maryland, because we know that's going to end really well. Not. And Patty Morin, she opposes the ban, and she thinks that everyone else should as well.
By abolishing it, criminals are going to think they have the freedom to commit crimes and come and go as they please. 9 or 12 of these murders have happened in the last year or two here in Maryland. And I think the program helps to identify these people. So, yes, I think that it will definitely increase crime.
So, if the governor vetoes it, we'll give him credit and we'll thank him. If the governor signs it, it's open season on all of us. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
295 southbound, a little busy here after Arundel Mills through 100 down to Route 32, and then the interchange at 32. Pace is much better there. Don't see any problems coming up right now towards 197 and the Powder Mill Road area. So just that one slow pocket with the heavy traffic on the Parkway southbound. 95 towards the Capitol Beltway is clear. No issues on the Beltway right now. They're removing some snow from the inner loop just above the Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue. It's on the right side of the road, well off to the right. So again, not a big deal right there. The rest of the Beltway is good, really just starting to fill in on the outer loop at I-70. City police had an investigation. Pedestrian struck a little more than a half an hour ago at Greenmount in the area of 24th Street over northeast of downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly sunny today. Feel mild highs in, near 40. Temperatures should stay in the 30s and 40s range for the next few days. Rain could be possible by the end of the week as long as those temperatures stay up. That's a good thing. Right now, it's 22 degrees in Owings Mills, 23 in Baltimore City. Time for some one-liner news. Reaction continues to Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show. People who say they are Patriots hated it. Meanwhile, actual Patriot fans said it was the best part of the game, you know, for them. The offensive line said, "Oh, the Super Bowl was yesterday." And they finally awakened to the fact that they
boring.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Some people like defense, but most of the NFL these days is wide open. So, this coming Friday, Regal Cinemas are going to screen the original 1980 horror film Friday the 13th, as well as the film sequel in 1981. Remember the villain?
That scared the... Oh, my man.
Jason.
The first Friday the 13th. I live in the woods, and that scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. A U.S. men's hockey team is going to ban hockey masks, just like Jason Voorhees did. They play today. The medals awarded at the Winter Olympics are falling apart. Multiple medals have separated from their ribbons soon after being awarded. The medals are hitting the ground faster than Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, man.
Too soon.
She hit it, too.
Yeah, she did. Whew. She has a tibia fracture, so best wishes and a speedy recovery to Lindsay. She tried.
Yes, she did.
Ghislaine Maxwell testified before a congressional committee on Monday and pleaded the fifth on every question.
What a shock.
Yeah. Think of it as a prequel to when the Clintons testify.
Yeah.
That's what it's
coming soon.
Like. Yeah, exactly. New study out says drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee every day may reduce your risk of dementia.
Awesome.
When you drink 3 cups of coffee, you'll never forget to go to the bathroom, no, that's for sure.
That, I am a 4-cup a day.
Also, another study includes that apes have the ability to pretend, a trait once considered exclusive to humans, so they can pretend. It might explain the apes at the end of the Trump video.
What's that, being a program director?
They were just pretending to be the Obamas. Oh, there's a nice little subtle shot.
No, I was just asking a question.
You know, everything was kind of going along very smoothly.
Until?
With great comedy and respect.
It was. What channel was that?
Wait, you said respect.
That's okay. Right. And comedy meaning friendship.
Oh, I tell you, I get no respect.
Yeah. Legendary
sportswear maker Eddie Bauer filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Ooh, I like their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. A little ironic that a clothing company would be losing its shirt, don't you think? I thought so. 5 largest cities in America do not have enough money to pay their bills. And they're all run by Democrats. They are Los Angeles, Houston, Philadelphia, Chicago, and New York City.
There you go.
New York City's the absolute worst. Oh. Boy, Mom, Donnie's off to a real bad start.
Oh, yeah.
In New York City.
Well, you got what you paid for.
So there's this new sport out called the Run Nation Championship. And it's in Australia. And 2 guys line up about 25 yards apart. And then they just run as fast as they can. And they run smack dab into each other. And whoever is left standing is the winner. Here's a little what it sounds like.
Oh, what a hit! Oh, what a hit! That is textbook.
These guys are getting destroyed. Chuck, I thought you might. Who would you take a run at?
It's a new form of jousting.
It is. It's human jousting. It's without the lance. No lance, no horses, just human jousting. You know? Wow, that's it. And it's pretty. It's physical. I mean, some of these guys are not getting up.
Right. I mean, for sure. You can get a concussion. I mean, can you imagine head to head?
So a couple of the races or a couple of matches I saw, they had like 300-pound Samoans. I mean, these guys were jacked. Running into these guys who were like 100 pounds lighter than they were.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah. And they,
I just don't understand.
Just bounced right off them. Just amazing. I guess maybe you can bet on these things now, so I'll have to wait and see.
When you got nothing better to do in the Outback, that's what you do.
And this is what happens when the Super Bowl is now over. You have to come up with something to get you to opening day. Well, you have a bit. Hockey is now on a pause because the Winter Olympics, so you don't have any hockey right now. Of course, the men play the Latvia today.
So I'll be watching that around 3:10. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. We are talking about the 287G program, and the governor is obviously going to sign it. I don't think there's in any world as he veto this bill. But sheriffs, county executives, and other concerned parents would like him to reconsider that whole bill. But, you know, it was done under emergency legislation. So give us a call and let us know what you think. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And our good friends Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling. It used to be just electric. And they, again, great craftsmen when it comes to interior, exterior, wiring, landscaping, anything that, whether you have a circuit box problem, or if you like a ceiling fan installed, whatever it is, Tim Kyle can do it. Now, of course, they've branched out into heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And right now, things are going to get a little bit warmer over the next several days, and that'll be a great time as we thaw out to call Tim, have him come out and inspect your unit. And because we have about 5 weeks of winter left, so you want to eventually make sure that the air conditioning is running properly as well. So they'll come out, do a scheduled inspection, make sure your air filters are changed, and make sure everything is as it should be, and so that your system is going to be operating at peak efficiency, so it doesn't cost you even more money than the already skyrocketing prices we're seeing as we're opening up our bills. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up later on in the program, Baltimore City Council is trying to ice out. Ed Hale Sr. joins us. We'll once again talk about the hot topic, burning issues of the day, including there were close to several rolling blackouts yesterday in Maryland as a result of the energy crisis. We need help now. Now. Not in the future. There's got to be a short-term and a long-term plan, so we'll ask Ed Hill Sr. about that coming up a little bit later on in the program. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and it was about split yesterday when I talked about my cartel theory with Savannah Guthrie's mom. About half the people agree that they think that the cartel or some organized professionals are trying to pull this off. Others still think it's an inside job. And we'll give you the latest on Nancy Guthrie, as Savannah Guthrie took to the airwaves yesterday, making a desperate plea for help for locating her mother, and hopefully she's still alive, but I don't think it's looking too good. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes, and now Lugnuts Johnson.
I think it's an inside job with a little help from the outside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They know too much about that house.
Yeah, they
go and what to do.
They do, but pros can also scope a house out as well.
That place was dark.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
They
turned the lights out. It was black outside. Unbelievable. Both the tunnels running just fine. No problems right now. 95 and 895. No issues on the Beltway. The west side filling in just a bit from Liberty Road down through Route 40. And we made a quick swing through Annapolis. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound at the Bay Bridge. And then in the area, we're clear at Ritchie Highway, the Seven River Bridge. And the ramp is open over at 50 at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly sunny today, feeling mild with highs in the low 40s. Temperatures should stay in the 30s and 40s, upper 30s, low 40s range for the next few days. Rain is possible by the end of the week. Right now, 27 and cloudy in Annapolis. Right now, of course, we're talking about the 287G program. And as I said, I was wondering here for just a second, maybe if Congress, and again, remember, it's Congress that makes the laws of the land. It's Congress that is in control of making the immigration law, and it's the federal government that actually isn't enjoined or tasked, if you will, with enforcing the laws that Congress passed. And remember, we talked about the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1996 that was passed by a largely Democrat Congress and signed by then Democrat President Bill Clinton. So this is the current law of the land. And again, ICE came out of Department of Homeland Security, which was then passed after 9/11 and the Patriot Act and the rest of that stuff. So, these are the laws of the land. And I'm wondering if Congress could mandate. And I have to look into the legality of the Constitution. We're just spitballing here. I'm wondering if Congress could mandate cooperation with 287G. Okay. Not that they have to go out and enforce the actual arrests, but just the light version of 287G, if they would mandate that any local law enforcement jurisdiction, any agency, any jail, any detention center would then be forced to work with ICE. And because, after all, Governor Moore has said repeatedly that public safety is number one. That's his number one concern. And how can you veto a bill regarding public safety when you're going to release murderers and convicted criminal illegal aliens back out onto the streets when you have an opportunity to detain them, call ICE, and say, we're going to hold these guys for 48 hours, come and get them. And that way they don't get back into these communities, many of which are immigrant communities, and they don't have an opportunity to. You know, most of these individuals are picked up at some point in their illegal status here in the country. And then they get, a hearing with a judge, an asylum hearing, if that's what they're claiming. But some of them actually have deportation orders already. And that's what ICE is acting on. And right now, the president, we'll get to this in our MAG update coming up a little bit later on next hour. But the president said they are focused right now on just the worst of the worst. He said you could make an argument that they're all criminals since those that enter our country illegally are guilty of a misdemeanor. But then there are many who have already committed crimes in other countries and are wanted, for instance, murder. And I think that was the case in the murder of Rachel Morin. And there was someone there, other he was wanted for, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Venezuela. I think he killed somebody or was accused of killing somebody in Venezuela. So, anybody that's been, and here's the problem, you just, under the Joe Biden regime, they just let him in with what's called an NTA, a notice to appear. They didn't do any background check. They didn't do any vetting. They didn't get any security. If this guy, they didn't put him in wants and warrants from Interpol and national law enforcement. They just let him in. And that's what Trump and ICE are trying to do. So I'm just wondering if Congress could mandate at least the light version of 287G for all law jurisdictions, law enforcement agencies in the country. I think that would solve this debate once and for all as to do you cooperate or not cooperate with 287G. Because let's face it, we've made this argument before. We've seen it in many instances where these agencies do cooperate with the FBI, with the DEA, with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, most of them cooperating with their federal partners. You always hear it when there's a school shooting or whether there's a manhunt somewhere. You see the FBI standing toe-to-toe with local sheriff, local police. They all thank each other, our federal partners. Why is it they don't want to partner with the feds when it comes to immigration? Because, plain and simple, this is the future voting base of the Democrats. Their plan is get them in, let them in, and then register them and then make them legal. So they make them citizens so they can vote. Okay, that's the future bay, and that's the reason why we get so much pushback from the Democrats on this. So keep that in mind. All right, you can't control what everything costs, but if you still have a mortgage payment You can do something about that. Every homeowner with a mortgage says the same thing. I can't wait until the mortgage is finally paid off. And here's the reality. For a lot of people, that payoff date is many, many years away. And that mortgage payment is not going away anytime soon. So if you're tired of allowing your mortgage payment to control your budget, and you can find a better use for that money, do it, right? You should talk to Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, Mark McVeary. He can help you eliminate your biggest monthly expense. That's your monthly mortgage payment. And put that money right back in your pocket. Now, picture next month when that payment isn't there, that money stays with you. That changes how your whole month feels, doesn't it? If you still have a mortgage payment and any of this sounds familiar, just make the call today. Call Mark, 410-788-7070. He's the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, 410-788-7070, and tell them I told you to call. All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The former director of equity for Baltimore's Department of Public Works has filed a federal lawsuit against the city. Linda Batts claims she was fired in retaliation for exposing civil rights violations, including a racially hostile workplace and inhumane working conditions. During a Monday news conference in front of City Hall, Batts says some employees characterized their working environment as severely hostile, retaliatory, and akin to a pre-Emancipation Proclamation, colonial plantation-type environment, where the overseer scrutinized their every move. The Harford County Board of Education will not renew the contract of Superintendent Dr. Sean Bolson. The board is enacting a unilateral termination clause in Bolson's contract, allowing for his termination within 30 days' written notice. Instead of severance, Bolson will receive his salary and benefits until his contract ends in June. Bolson was on paid administrative leave after school-owned property was allegedly stolen at the 2024 National School Board Association Conference in New Orleans. The hotel recovered the items from Bolson's room and returned them. The school district's IT director examined the devices and determined there was no breach. And an inmate serving time at the Jessup Correctional Institution has been sentenced to another life term for killing his cellmate. 64-year-old Wallace Ball pleaded guilty to a first-degree murder charge in December in the February 2025 death of Warren Griffin. The life sentence will run concurrently with a life plus 30-year sentence for the 1994 murder of 19-year-old Deborah Ann Goodwich in Baltimore County. Following the sentencing, Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Colt Latest said the number of recent homicides committed in the Division of Correction is alarming, and inmate and correctional officer safety needs to be improved. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26-5-1s.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting some brake lights now. The heavy traffic, the usual area, 895 around O'Donnell Street. It's a speed reduction from there. Traffic is still going into the tunnel with the two green arrows. Everybody's open through there. No problems northbound on 895. Fort McHenry Tunnel still in good shape. The west side outer loop now starting to fill in. We're getting brake lights a little more solid now between I-70 and Frederick Road, and then improving down the hill towards I-95 as you're heading eventually down towards the parkway and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well. Staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's a good thing Punxsutawney Phil doesn't apply to Florida, because down there, spring has sprung. So say the pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota today for the beginning of what all of Orioles Nation hopes becomes a bounce-back year. Manager Craig Albernaz certainly hopes so.
With every single player, they're always motivated by what happened the year before. And so, yeah, organically with these guys, it's, yeah, their injuries and just getting back to feeling their best and going out there playing their best of their ability. But
as a refresher, here are some games played totals for Oriole players a year ago. Tyler O'Neill played in only 54 games last year. Westberg in 85 games. Rutschman 90. Colton Cowser 92. Grayson Rodriguez, who's not here anymore, missed the entire year. Felix Bautista the final 2 months and out this year. Not to mention Gunnar Henderson with that shoulder impingement he played with for 3/4 of the year a year ago. With head coach Jesse Minter in place and his staff nearly complete, the Ravens' top priority now becomes working out a contract extension with Lamar so they can move on to pursue free agents and fill holes. Here was owner Steve Bisciotti last month on what he hopes will happen with the negotiations.
You know, we want another window, and Lamar knows that. And I think that he's amenable to doing something that mirrors the last deal he did.
Meanwhile, GM Eric DaCosta stating the number one goal for Baltimore in this offseason.
I think generally speaking, we've got to do a better job of creating pressure on defense. That will help the secondary, I think, being complimentary on defense that way.
On that note, there is talk that Raiders 5-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Max Crosby has had it with Las Vegas, though that sentiment not coming from Crosby himself.
For me, I just sit back and laugh because I know my truth, and when I go to bed at night, I have a smile on my face because I don't have to explain nothing to nobody. I've said it over and over again. I'm getting healthy. I'm in the building every single day. If I'm in this building before 6 a.m. and it's dark out, and I am in here until almost 2 o'clock, almost 8 hours, I'm putting in straight work, rehabbing, lifting, getting prepared for next season. Like, that's all that I care about. So,
update on U.S. Olympian Lindsey Vonn. Finally, the downhill skier who crashed yesterday at Milano Cortina, ending her bid for another gold, sharing on social media that she suffered a complex tibia fracture in the Sunday crash and will need multiple surgeries. Vonn's father said earlier yesterday that she will no longer race if he has any influence over her decision. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why California isn't the place to be.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
So, Sean, you probably remember this show. Ready?
Okay.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
Right? You remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay. Green Acres.
So Green Acres was the place to be. Yeah. Right? But California apparently isn't the place to be if you're going to win a Super Bowl.
That's all this.
That's how we get there. Okay? And the reason why, this was well articulated, by the way, by Boomer Esiason on his radio show. We'll get to that in a minute. California imposes two taxes on people who come to the state and earn money.
A jock tax is one.
A jock tax is one, and a duty tax is another. Right. Now, you can be like a business executive that comes and makes a deal. That's hard to track. But because NFL players or professional athletes in general, their schedules are public, right? Their games, you know when they are, yeah. You know when they come to town. It's easy to track that. So California taxes athletes who come to their state to play, and they make money. So in this particular case, the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, the winner's got 100.
Even if you're just playing there, if you're not a resident
correct.
Of the state?
Right. Like, for instance, Seattle and New England, right? They came to California to play, so they know that the winners are going to win $178,000 for winning. The losers are going to get $103,000. That money is taxed. because you earn that money in California.
And they're getting ready to pass a billionaire's tax now there as well.
And all the billionaires are going to leave.
Yeah.
And then not only do you get past the jock tax, you get what you call a duty tax, which means you got to go to California for 5 days before the game, right?
Right.
So you're going to earn money from your contract, from your regular contract. They're going to tax that.
Oh, my God.
So here's Boomer Esiason, just real quick on his show, what it cost Sam Darnold to win the Super Bowl in Santa Clara.
When you take into account he got the $178,000 plus his overall salary, he has to pay the state of California for spending 7 days there $249,000.
That's just so stupid.
I mean, but it ends up costing him $71,000 to go play in California. Now, if I'm the
so he made 178 by winning the game. That's the share you get, but it cost him 249 of his salary and taxes, etc. So it ends up costing him $71,000.
That is criminal.
Yeah.
I believe it's criminal.
In California's defense, they're not the only state that imposes a jock tax, but they are the state that imposes the highest jock tax.
Okay. That is an incredible story. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Speaking of the Super Bowl, I went back and watched Bad Bunny because I had to. I did it for you because I know you didn't want to watch
it. For me.
I did it for you because of Bad Bunny. But to me, look, it was a spectacle. It was a performance. I wouldn't say it was a wholesome show. But now, of course, there is starting to be some blowback on this, including one Republican lawmaker is calling on the FCC to take action after what appears to have been shocking and vulgar halftime lyrics that were translated from Spanish to English. Now, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know if this is accurate or not. There are somebody from the Daily Wire. Her name was Megan Basham. She actually did the translation, and it was disgusting. Now, I think there's some controversy over whether or not he dropped some of those lyrics, cleaned it up for the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't know because I don't speak Spanish. So if somebody in our audience actually speaks Spanish and watched Bad Bunny, did you catch anything untoward or vulgar? Because clearly there's some stuff in here. Now, what I did see during the halftime show, when I went back to watch it again with Bad Bunny, and by the way, 25 million people tuned into the Turning Point USA alternative half show, which I thought was, you know, solid, not spectacular, but it was, you know, not Bad Bunny, obviously. But what we did see was a bunch of twerking females on the field, scantily clad, I might add. Then there was one shot of two guys, and again, if there are young children in the audience, parents, you just want to, you know, for the next couple of minutes, because it's, you know, some of it, we're going to keep it as clean as possible, but there might be some references here they may not want to hear, so I will at least want to give you a heads up, because we're going to start talking about it in 3, 2, 1. There was one scene in which two men were dry humping each other outside of a pickup truck. Really? That's what you want, NFL, for family? And you think that's wholesome? This left-wing libtard, Roger Goodell, I think is one of the worst commissioners in the history of the National Football League. But you know what? He makes some money. And that's why they love the guy with this international nonsense. Again, this was a unique cultural American event, which was. And what about, I mean, can you imagine if anybody else would have pictured people of color enslaved on a sugarcane plantation working the fields? Can you imagine if a white company did that, if Steven Spielberg did that, or somebody else did that? But no, that's what Bad Bunny did in celebrating Puerto Rico. But the two guys humping outside the truck, dry humping, that pretty much takes the cake. For me,
it's called desperation, evil marketing.
So the now to the lyrics. And again, I'm not going to read the lyrics here because they are. And I think these are songs, lyrics to his songs that he sang. But he may have dropped some of those lyrics. They explicit references to sexual acts, drug use, profanity, English translations on sites like Genius, confirmed details, oral sex, pills for arousal, erection boasts. Of course, there was the grab, crotch grab and stuff and all that. But these lyrics, some of which may have been cleared up. So now we've got Randy Fine, a Republican lawmaker, asking the FCC to investigate whether this was in violation of FCC rules and regulations when it comes to regarding children. So, again, if you saw it, if you speak Spanish, I'd love to hear your take on it as well. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Time for an update with the Senor Johnson. Ay, caramba.
El traffic.
Caramba. Mucho dos. Muchas gracias, Senor.
Mucho autos.
Huh?
I don't know. I made it up. It's, I guess it means a lot of cars. That's what you do.
All right, cool. The outer... a lot of cars. I know her. The outer loop on the northeast corner is getting every now. Rented Hartford Road. Typical ride on the Beltway. The inner loop through Green Spring. Just changing the camera now. Still very nice right through Green Spring towards the JFX. All the lanes are open. The west side now, as you know, it doesn't take long. And once we get started, we back up very quickly. Not quite the 795, but almost in another 20 minutes or so, it'll be right back in that area. There's a new wreck in the city, Pratt Street at Carey Street. That's over on the southwest side of downtown. And in the meantime, now we're starting to see some backing and slowing, especially on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway before the O'Donnell Street wreck. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, partly sunny today, mild highs in the right around 40 or so, could be low 40s, and temperatures should stay there for the next couple of days. Rain possible by the end of the week. It's mostly cloudy. 26 in Pasadena, 28 in Stephenville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Valentine's Day can be a lot, so Wendy's stepping in for the very next day with something much simpler. It's Singles Awareness Day on February 15th. So that's Sunday. And Wendy's is offering a Dave single for $1 with purchase. Available for one day only through the Wendy's app at participating locations. So
that's
$1
a good deal
for a Wendy's single. Okay. Crumbles baking a new strawberry heart cake and Dubai chocolate strawberry brownie. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Dunkin's new Valentine's Day menu has arrived. They have, here's one of very couple of interesting menu items. The Giftable Valentine's Day Munchkins Tin. Mm. Limited edition tin containing an assortment of 25 Munchkins donut holes. And they have three collectible designs and phrases. Sweet on you, just because, and you are a treat. So there you have it. Valentine's Sprinkle Donuts and Munchkins as well. You got all sorts of good stuff at Dunkin'. And finally, a hot new chicken chain is opening up in Baltimore, in Midtown, Belvedere. Hangry Joe's Hot Chicken and Wings has now a new location at 6 East Preston Street, that is. And they opened up January 20th to, a little affair. But it looks like, I've never eaten at Hangry Joe's, but it sounds like I do, because I got hot fried chicken sandwiches, chicken fingers and bites, loaded sides with jalapenos and hangry sauce.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
And finally, in Amish country in Pennsylvania,
woohoo!
They're opening up a bakery there that features love funnels. You know, like the funnel cakes?
Yep. Amish people are doing this?
Yeah.
Well,
apparently you can sleep in a, you know, like a love tunnel. You can sleep in a love funnel.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Is that something you'd be interested in, Maggie?
I mean, they have whoopie pies. Why not this?
They do have whoopie pies, right?
You say whoopie.
So why not the love funnel? Maybe you can combine the two.
Oh, dear.
First go through the love funnel and then go whoopie.
And then you can sit down and go...
I'm just kidding. We made that one up. We made that one up for Maggie.
That was a good makeup just for me.
Just for you. Because we know how much you like... the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yes, I do.
All right. Off and run here, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, again, look, the Bad Bunny thing is just, I understand it's over, but I do think we got snookered. I think the American people, first him singing the entire thing in Spanish. Okay. Except for Lady Gaga. And when was Lady Gaga Latino? You had Ricky Martin, the gay Latino. He sang. And then you had others there, and then there was actual. Did you know there was a wedding that was done in the during the performance? That was just bizarre. Very strange thing. Just wondering if you saw it. Let's see. Ivan in Mount Airy, who I do know is of Venezuelan descent. Good morning, Ivan.
Buenos dias.
Yeah, really.
So, I didn't watch it live. I just, like you did, I saw the publicity and I watched it after the fact. And, you know, the hypocrisy of the liberals is so disgusting. It's, you know, here's this guy singing about his sexual relationship with his aunt. Talking about, you know, relationships with children. Talking about, you know, pills that, you know, make people more tendency to do more things. And yet, you know, they talk about Kid Rock's lyrics on his performance. And yet, you know, Bruce Springsteen's Hey Little Girl, See Daddy Home, that's acceptable. The hypocrisy just knows no bounds.
So you, when you went back and watched it again, and since you're fluent in Spanish, you picked up on some of these disgusting and disturbing themes that he was in the lyrics he was singing?
Yes. And yeah. Again, English is my second language. Spanish is my first language.
Right.
So it was, again, Spanish has got a lot of different dialects, so some dialects may not think that some of those words are, but in Puerto Rican dialect.
Yeah, well, I was told by somebody that this was another Spanish speaker that, you know, he's a rapper, so he kind of, it's not really fluent. It's not right. It's like street lingo. A lot of it is not really typical Spanish language, that some stuff he's bastardized for his own meaning.
Well, as I said, the Spanish language throughout the countries in Latin America, they have their own dialects each one, so one right. word can mean something in a different country. But he was using, like you said, slang language that is perceived to be meaning what he was actually intending to be mean. It was disgusting, and children all over the world was watching this, and it's just unacceptable. And yeah. like I said, the hypocrisy from the liberal is so obvious that, again, they let Bruce Springsteen sing about a little girl's right. daddy home, and then they call that a great song. But, you know, Kid Rock say something, you know.
Well, Kid Rock mentioned the Bible and Jesus, and he was skewered because of it. Yeah.
Correct.
Ivan, thanks so much. Appreciate that, and appreciate your perspective on that. Speaking Spanish as your first language, I would just make sure the NFL knows, and not that they were going to do anything about it, but you know, email or make them let them know that you were disgusted by the if you were. I know some people liked it, but I just I found it, especially the guys in the truck dry humping. I said, you got to be kidding me! I never thought I would ever see that at an NFL halftime show. But wait long enough, you probably wait and see everything. If you want to see everything, you go to Town Appliance. They have everything under the sun as far as appliances, 70 different brands on display there. Whether you're in the market for a single appliance or an entire upgrade for your kitchen, both mayors who run the place are just, they're amazing. And they can work with your budget, whether it's for a single appliance or, you know, whether you want to updo the whole kitchen. Doesn't matter. They've got everything for all budgets, all the way up to Sub-Zero, one of the, and some of the other, you know, the high-priced stuff. It just, they're like parts of pieces of furniture. They're just not an appliance. They've got it all at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
653, traffic and weather on the threes. Now to Bad Bunny's cousin, Like a Bunny. Bunny. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Whitaker.
A lot of things like a bunny. Work for IHOP.
That's true.
I cleaned it up.
Yes.
I knew where you
yes,
were going.
You did.
I knew where you were going. I can tell that dirty, nasty on the northeast side, heavy now from Hartford Road to Providence Road, the interloop towards Bel Air Road. Still clear, a little cloudy this morning, so that's helping out the traffic on the southeast side of the Beltway. There's a new wreck in Hartford County. It's minor, but a busy area. Mountain Road at 152 at Old Joppa Road. City police are with the wreck on the west side at Pratt Street and Cary, too far from downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today. It's going to be milder, highs in the low 40s. Temperatures should stay there the next several days, all the way through the weekend, where we might get some rain instead of snow, which might be a welcome news for a lot of folks. Right now, cloudy, 31 in Ocean City, 23 in Parkville. Let's take another call here this morning. Tom is downtown Baltimore. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, good morning. I'll be real quick. I know you don't have much time. I was in the service, and I lived with dozens and dozens of Latin folks, particularly Puerto Ricans, and there were different flags, that the same Puerto Rican flag, but they had a lighter blue, and they told me that was the people who wanted independence. And I noticed that they had the lighter blue flag that they carried through the thing. That does. I'm not saying that's what it was, but it tends to tell the people about their need for independence.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. I also noticed he climbed a light pole, remember the blackout that they had there? They had the which basically was local government corruption and issues, but.
Yes.
Right there. So there were political messages being sent during that and other some stuff that was obviously not appropriate for children. Tom, thanks so much for listening and for that. Hartford County Schools have now decided that Dr. Sean Bolson, who had that issue with the lady in the green dress at 2 o'clock in the morning in New Orleans and reported $8,000 worth of equipment stolen when it was in his safe, safely tucked away and all what that was all about. Maybe just had one too many that night and forgot that he put it in the safe, or just a very bizarre story. He has now been terminated. He decided not to keep his contract, which was due to expire June 30th of this year. So he's out. But it was 8-0. That was the vote to terminate his contract at the end of its term. But then on a 6-3 vote. They basically said that they are going to terminate him and suspend him with pay. So he's out. He's no longer going to be at the Hartford County School Superintendent, but they're paying him nearly $300,000. Melissa Hahn, a school board member, she voted to terminate Dr. Bolson without pay.
I believe that we should be held accountable for our actions, and I do not feel that rewarding immoral behavior with a buyout is appropriate.
Maria Alvarez, another school board member, she voted to terminate Bolson with pay. Here's her reasoning.
This was more clear-cut, was something that we could, separate and move forward and start healing from this whole terrible incident.
Yeah, and I think Hartford County School Board, you need to do a better job of vetting the next candidate, because not only Dr. Bolson, you had the deputy superintendent was down there as well. He was involved. In fact, he used his cell phone to call 911 down there and report the lady in the green dress, and he didn't know her name. What are you doing answering the hotel at door of your room at 2 o'clock in the morning and greeting a black woman in a green dress and you don't know her name? So I think you kind of read between the lines here to figure out what's going on, but that might be one of the reasons why Dr. Bolson has been terminated. But it, not only him, but Dr. Aaron Poynton, he was the former school board president. He also resigned and said he had family issues. Eric Davis placed on administrative leave. It'll be interesting to see if he sticks around. He should not be interviewed for the job either, based on the fact that he knows the truth. He knows what was going on in that room. And I don't think anybody else has been told about that. But so that's the an ending and to Dr. Sean Bolson's career here, at least in Harford County, as the superintendent. And I do agree with Melissa Hahn. You know, you have to send the message, this kind of conduct, this kind of behavior will not be tolerated. And when we find out, they've got to be a morals clause somewhere in the, in his contract. So I would have a lawyer look over his contract and see if there's a way to do it without pay, but they've already voted for that. So and that's going to cost them nearly, however it is, prorated till the end of June. All right, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny has got to sell your home, and he does it so quickly, and he does it because he's got a database of 13,000 buyers. These are people that are qualified, pre-qualified, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And we, you know, for years we got a lot of these testimonials from people that said that they had their home on the market for months. One person had the home on for up to a year and could not get it sold. Didn't even get any, very few bites. And that's not going to happen. Well, once you and Vinny agree on asking price and time frame, and once you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple. And he can do it because of this database. And he can do it because of the multiple programs that he has. And the other great thing I love about Vinny is he does, on a regular basis, very philanthropic. He donates in some of the proceeds of his home sales to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. So keep the name in mind. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com. Up next, Congressman Andy Harris reacts to Governor Moore's uninvite to the White House.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Savannah Guthrie says she and her siblings are at an hour of desperation. 10 days have passed and the mother of the Today Show co-host still missing. The status of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is unknown as her family appeals to the public to come forward with any information that could be helpful to law enforcement. Family members say they're willing to meet a ransom demand, but we know of no contact with the kidnappers. The Justice Department is allowing members of Congress to review unredacted files relating to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All is far from well, and conditions are worsening in communist Cuba, where authorities are now warning airlines that they may not be able to refuel on the island.
This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. The shortage stems from U.S. political pressure severing Cuba's access to oil from Venezuela and Mexico. Shorter flights may not be affected, but long-haul routes face challenges. The energy crisis has led to reduced bank hours, suspended cultural events, and halted public transport. U.S. sanctions have long impacted Cuba, but recent measures have intensified the situation. Keith Peters, Washington.
Wall Street futures modestly higher at the moment. The Dow futures are up 32 points. NASDAQ futures better by 16. S&P futures 9 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backups now, both the Harbor tunnels have gone up to the range of about 15 to 20 minutes. We're looking at 95 south. That's backed up before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And now 895 is backed up beyond Erdman Avenue and a little ways before Pulaski Highway. So 20, 25 minutes there, about 20 minutes plus on 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With the lanes moving, there's an active fire call in the city. A lot of equipment on the scene heads up there, northeast part of the city at Bel Air Road at Sinclair Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well. Staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
25 degrees in Parkville and 25 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The mother of a murdered Harford County woman is among those asking Governor Wes Moore to veto legislation that would end 287G ICE agreements. Patty Morin's daughter, Rachel, was raped and murdered on the Monpaw Trail in Bel Air in 2023 by Victor Martinez Hernandez, who illegally crossed into the U.S. from El Salvador. Morin says the partnership allowing local law enforcement to identify and detain undocumented immigrants in their custody has been a safeguard for communities. Morin says by ending the program, criminals will think they have the freedom to commit crimes and come and go as they please, and that could lead to more tragedies like her daughter's. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is calling for the passage of the SAVE Act. The legislation would require proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections. First District Representative Andy Harris says voter ID and proof of citizenship must be required. Under the SAVE Act, states must also remove non-citizens from their official list of eligible voters, and it would allow action against officials who register an applicant who fails to present documentary proof of U.S. citizenship. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 655, the Pick 4, 9092. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowi
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Oriole fans have been circling today's date, February 10th, for quite a while, and finally it's here. Pitchers and catchers reporting today to right the wrongs from a year ago. One of those reporters will be Sam Basayo. 8 years, $67 million contract in tow. Manager Craig Albernaz on his young catching phenom.
Basayo is a unit. I didn't realize, like, he's a big dude, and it's all those guys are big. Well, to me, everyone's big, but no, he's an impactful player, and you know, for us, it's there's going to be at bats to go around. And also, performance is going to dictate a lot. And
meanwhile, the Birds still beating the bushes, as it were, for another arm, having lost out to the Tigers for Framber Valdez. And contrary to some popular rumor sites, there are no concrete reports that the Birds are currently in active trade talks with the Detroit Tigers for Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. A nice nod the other day from Maryland head coach Buzz Williams, basketball coach, that is, taking a moment to acknowledge longtime Maryland sports beat reporter Gene Wang, who was let go by the Washington Post after 37 years of stellar coverage.
Everything's changing. College athletics is changing and has been changing, as is the media. But the sensitivity to all of the families relative to the Post and 37 years at one place for at the end like that. Gene, if you had a question, your first question would be, why did we give the ball to the other team?
And Gene always had the first question at the Maryland press conferences. And finally, have you heard of this, or maybe you actually suffered from this, but a record 26 million people reportedly were planning to skip work yesterday morning following Sunday's Super Bowl. This according to UKG, that's a world-renowned workforce advisory firm. The employees who intended to call out had what is being coined the Super Bowl flu. And the places most afflicted in the country, of course, were Boston and Seattle. Coming up in 30 minutes, fists fly in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up this hour, Baltimore City Council says ICE out. The outrageous videos of the week. What do you hear? Of a judge making an excuse for a black rapist and cutting his sentence in half, as well as others. Top story here today, though. Maryland Governor Wes Moore continues to whine about being uninvited from the 2026 National Governors Association dinner at the White House, calling the decision a slight that undermines bipartisan cooperation. That's a laugh between state and federal leaders. Like, he's Mr. Bipartisan now, along with Mr. Transparency. I'm going to always stand with the people. Public safety is number one, blah, 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 blah. Moore currently serves as the vice chair of the NGA. Addressed the issue on CNN. We played it for you yesterday. He said this is blatant disrespect. And then, of course, he said it was all because he's black. Don't you know? Well, Jared Polis is the governor of Colorado. And he's white. Happens to be gay. And then they say, oh, yeah, well, black ain't. No, I think the reason why Governor Moore was uninvited is because of his lack of bipartisanship and his total disrespect for the office of the president and President Trump. Every time he opened, remember, he says that he told Trump, keep my name out your mouth. Remember that? So Trump doesn't want anywhere near the White House. And let's not forget, I think Marty makes a good point, that the Colorado governor was trying to get President Trump's name off the ballot in that state. And where judges that he appointed agreed with him, and fortunately the U.S. Supreme Court did not. And Wes Moore has done everything to oppose this president. So Congressman Andy Harris was asked by Fox 45 his reaction to Governor Moore's whining.
Governor Moore spends 23 out of 24 hours every day criticizing the president. The bottom line is, you know, if somebody criticizes you a lot, you don't invite them to your house. If the governor's not interested in bipartisanship, that's why he's doing the redistricting in the state. Again, and to pull the racism card is really, is just incredible, because there was another governor who wasn't invited, and actually, you know, he's Governor Polis from Colorado, and he's not black. black. So this has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with the governor spending overtime criticizing the president on national media. Again, 23 out of 24 hours in the day.
Polis also refuses to commute and or pardon Gold Star mom Tina Peters. So he is digging in his heels on that as well. And then Andy Harris was asked, well, you know, isn't this all about unity and bipartisanship? And doesn't this, even though Wes Moore has been disrespectful, doesn't this kind of, hurt that prospect of being unified with both Republican and Democrat governors?
I don't think it does any. The bottom line is I'm surprised the governor wants to be in the same room with a man that he criticizes day in and day out. Again, you don't create a bipartisan environment by criticizing the president every single day. And that's what the governor has been doing. And now, what goes around comes around. The bottom line is you want to get invited to his house. You don't spend your entire day criticizing him.
Yeah. So he criticizes him all the time. And then when he has to suffer the consequences, he whines like a little baby. You know?
Wee! I didn't get invited. Wee!
7:13, traffic weather on the threes.
Hope that's flag. Oh, baby.
Chris has got a big smile on her face in there.
Old man cried. I'm so happy about that.
All right, how we shape it up?
95 southbound, the backup at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is just that. I mean, it's nothing out of the ordinary for the traffic going into the tunnel with all four lanes open. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it live right now. It's a little slower in the left tunnel again, southbound, but that it goes off and on. The tail end of the backup is back beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue. 895 moved in just a bit. 20 minutes ago, we were backed up beyond Pulaski Highway, and now we're backed up just south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. JFX, no problems at all right now. Clear in the area between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. And, of course, all the lanes are open with the normal delays on the Beltway. We now start to fill in on the inner loop between Green Spring and the JFX. Active fire call in the city. And you know if they have water at the scene, it's going to be ice. So heads up there, Bel Air Road at Sinclair Lane up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, milder than it has been. Low 40s for the high. That should be with us for the rest of the week, all the way into the weekend where we might get some rain on Saturday. Right now it's cloudy, 24 in Severn, and it's 22 in Reisterstown. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump, of course, sitting down with NBC. We'll be excerpting part of this, about a 50-minute interview, all week long, because a lot of it got caught up in the Super Bowl hype and didn't get much coverage. But he did make some news, I think. And he was being, a couple of things. You know, he was being challenged on, the ICE agenda. Are you really going just after violent criminals? Are you catching up other illegals in this dragnet as well? Here's what he told the NBC interviewer.
Totally focused on criminals, really bad criminals. Now, you could say people that came in illegally are criminals, but I'm talking about murderers from different countries. We have 11,888 murderers that Biden and his group led into our country.
Also, he was asked the question about, you had said that ICE had made some mistakes and DHS had made some mistakes, and you brought Tom Holman in, you replaced Greg Bovino, he brought Tom Holman in, and he did say that he thinks maybe a softer touch would have been a better approach.
I learned that maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough. These are criminals. We're dealing with really hard criminals.
Yeah, and I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you, if you're dealing with really hardened criminals, and then you have to deal with the idiots in the streets that are standing in the way, obstructing, blocking, trying to run over a car. I don't know how a softer touch accomplishes that, but he didn't really delve into that much further, but maybe he will in the coming days. One thing he did admit is he thinks the Department of Homeland Security under Kristi Noem and on his agenda, on his border agenda, and on the ICE raids, and they could use a little bit better public relations.
We don't do a good public relations job. That's why I'm doing the interview with you today.
We appreciate
I'm trying
it.
To help my people, you know, PR, we, public relations.
Yeah. Well, you have the people that can do it. Certainly, I would task them with, you know, maybe keep Susie Wiles busy and get her out in, with a public relations offensive. I mean, going into the midterms, you're going to need it. I don't think he's getting proper credit on the economy. I think once the one big beautiful bill, I just heard from my my son last night, he's getting a much bigger federal refund than he did last year based on the one big beautiful bill. And so I think a lot of other people are going to be experiencing that. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, Social Security deductions. Anybody at 65 or over gets a significant, I think it's $6,000. So once these start to come in, I think people are going to realize, okay. And then remember, he's fighting to reinstate the American system. The American system of not the the false choice of either we have free trade capitalism, crony capitalism, or government-run socialism. There is another way. It was the way we started our country with Alexander Hamilton. And again, other presidents like McKinley and Lincoln had also espoused along now with President Trump. Meanwhile, a federal judge on Monday blocked the state of California from unmasking federal agents. Last month, California banned federal law enforcement officers from covering their faces with masks. Here we did the same thing in Maryland. I do want to point out, it's not going to hold up in court, I don't think, but Paz points out this morning, last week, immigration agents took control of the Colombian drug lord Andres Felipe Marin Silva, known as Pepe Tulua. If the agents were not masked, Silva's thugs could identify and threaten the agents and their families. The no-masks Marxists care more about drug kingpins than protecting actual federal law enforcement, and that's exactly what they look. I think any Democrat or Republican in the state of Maryland that votes to ban 287G and to unmask federal agents is aiding and abetting criminals, and I think you can make a case for that in court, and I think they should be arrested or charged and let it play out in court. Fulton County short by over 40 boxes, according to a recent affidavit. The county requests court to order DOJ to return the evidence. So remember last month, the FBI executed a search warrant in Fulton County to take possession of these election records that were retained under court-ordered injunction. And again, the warrant said all physical ballots, all tabulator tapes, all ballot images, and all voter rolls for the 2020 election, but the DOJ didn't get all of it. About 40 boxes were shorted to the DOJ, as of, so Fulton County must have a secret hiding spot, or they've actually destroyed the evidence. Stay tuned, folks. This thing is going to get very, very interesting. And that's the way it went down, 387 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:20. You're listening to the KCN Company. Joining us now from the law office is Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We are doing A-okay. I'm still recovering from Bad Bunny, but other than that, pretty good.
Oh, geez. I know. All right. So this morning I want to talk about a personal injury case dealing with snow and ice. So driving around the highways and the streets of Baltimore, you know, we've all, probably all seen snow and ice flying off of various vehicles, and it becomes very dangerous. And presently in Maryland, there's no law that requires we, the motorists, to clean our cars, but you would think it's common sense. But I guess there's not much common sense after you're driving around seeing what's going on. So presently in Annapolis, there's House Bill 474, which is in committee, and it's known as the Clear Before You Drive Act. Basically, clear your car off from snow and ice. I mean, it makes sense. Now, Pennsylvania has the law, so if there's snow coming off of a vehicle, a police officer can go stop that vehicle, and it's a finable offense. And apparently, if you're stopped more than once, the fines continue to increase. So we'll keep you posted on that. I think it's pretty common sense legislation that needs to be passed. So let me discuss a case here that just shows how dangerous this is. My client was driving home. He's a doctor from Harbor Hospital in Baltimore City last week, and he's driving on 95, and he's in the back of a tractor trailer. And he's trying to get away from the tractor trailer, but there, unfortunately, there's cars on both sides. The tractor trailer has snow and ice flying off the top of the truck. And you can imagine, I mean, he's stuck, basically. All of a sudden, a sheet of ice comes flying at him. He actually ducks turns to the left, tries to swerve out of the way, but the ice smashes his windshield. It smashes the windshield, and shards of glass go into his neck and his face. Pretty serious situation. Fortunately, being a doctor, he was able to get control of the situation. He was able to signal for the truck to stop. They stopped at a truck stop. The police come. He is taken by ambulance to a hospital and has serious neck pain and also dealing with these cuts that are about his face and neck, and he could have some serious scarring. We were able to talk to the trucking company, and they have accepted responsibility for this. But again, you know, clean off the vehicles, and they had that responsibility, which they failed to do, which led to a very dangerous situation. So we'll keep you posted on this. But folks, if you've been involved in any type of personal injury accident, snow-related or not, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We will go to bat for you and get you the settlement that you deserve. So, Sean, hopefully we'll talk to you next week when we're in a nice thaw. And
yeah, it's enough of this ice. This stuff gets, you know, and it's the same for some of these dump trucks that are carrying gravel and stones and everything. They also can cause problems. And
exactly, and I just don't understand why these dump trucks don't have, you know, coverings on them. It is very dangerous.
Well, you see a lot of them have the disclaimer on the back of the truck, not responsible, you don't follow too closely, not responsible for debris or whatever.
Well, so, if debris is coming off of a dump truck and it hits your vehicle and causes either property damage or personal injury, they will be responsible because, you know, that's just not right,
yeah,
the way that happens. So,
all right, thanks, Stephen. Good to talk. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, that's Stephen Friedman, Law Office, Michael A. Friedman, MAFlaw.com, 723. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update, like a bunny.
Please discontinue any of that. Any future reference to me, thank you so much. The fire call in the city is now under control. Bel Air Road at Sinclair Lane, but they're still working on it. And you know, with all the equipment and the first responders there, there's water on the road. Water on the road means ice on the road. So that'll be a problem on the northeast side for a while. Just took a look through Annapolis, and it's not bad. Cloud cover today really helping out I-97 southbound at Route 32. So no issues there. And then clear at 50 at I-97. Everybody's fine between the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and the Severn River Bridge with all the lanes open. 695, yep, all the normal stuff is out there. We're looking at anywhere. We're fluctuating back and forth between a 15 and 20-minute delay southbound with heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 55 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, feels mild with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Should stay there for the next couple of days, and that's going to feel really good. And the rain, maybe by the end of the week. Right now, it is cloudy. 27 in Annapolis, 23 in Ellicott City. Last week, we played you the clip from Governor Moore saying that he had been working with judges on his redistricting bill and push, and that got a lot of blowback from Maryland Republicans, and we pointed out how that would be an ex parte violation. You don't want to be talking with judges currently on the bench. And then he kind of walked it back and said that they were retired judges. Well, let's FOIA that and see if we can get some of those judges on the record to see if they're actually active on the bench or if retired Congressman Harris responded to that.
Look, it's funny how he walked back his statement about working with judges. He then had to clarify that it was retired judges. We'll find out, because I'm sure someone's going to file a Freedom of Information Act request and see if the governor has indeed been dealing with active judges as well as retired judges. Look, the governor knows that this has a large chance of losing in court if he sends the map to the court, and the president of the Senate has this right. If the court rejects the new map, they could reject the current map and give Republicans a second seat in Maryland.
Absolutely. All right, so if you haven't seen it yet, WCBM.com, as soon as you sign on, you'll see it's a big banner. It's called Save Our State. It was one of my ideas I came up with. I think it's time to send out an SOS message to all of us in Maryland to awaken us to the fact that enough is enough. We can't take this anymore. People are leaving the state, can't live here, can't afford to live here, can't work here because of the incredible tax burden. In fact, Again, Maryland's becoming too expensive to call home. Excessive taxation and crushing regulations are driving out our neighbors and suffocating our small businesses. According to the Tax Foundation, Maryland has one of the highest tax burdens in the nation, and it's only getting harder for the middle class to survive. So we demand that our state legislators cut the red tape, lower the tax burden, and restore affordability. It's reasons why we need a new governor and more financially responsible legislators in Annapolis because of skyrocketing utility bills. Maryland's one of the most expensive states in the country for utility rates. Maryland's one of the worst states for retirees, one of the most taxed states in the U.S. Our 2026 budget shortfall was $1.4 billion. That was $3 billion in 2025. That led to the $1.67 billion tax increase. In fact, Moody's downgraded our credit rating. Spike in vehicle emissions, registration fees, the state hiring freeze, the job cuts, and the new 3% IT tax, vending machine tax of 6%, vehicle excise tax up to 6.5%, $5 tire purchase fee. Maryland's the second worst state to start a business. We have the sports betting tax hike, the cannabis tax increase, the car title fee increase, which was $100 to $200, the 3.5% car rental tax, fishing license increases, boating and title registration fee increases, speed camera ticket increases, historic car registration change from 20 years to the model year 1999 or older. Public school enrollment falls by over 11,000 students. Property taxes increase on average about 12.7% for 2025. We have not been able to figure 26 out yet. Businesses are closing and are relocating. Retirees are fleeing the state. Juvenile crime is exploding. The U-Haul Growth Index, Maryland is the sixth worst state that people want to leave. It's called out-migration. So, again, these are just a few of the many reasons why we want you to go to WCBM.com, sign the petition, and I just ask for a name and email. The email we use is just to confirm and validate that it's a legitimate vote, and it's not somebody sitting there and voting 1,000 times, okay? That's why we use the email. We're not selling it. We're not going to, you know, give it to anybody. So I know that a lot of folks are worried about giving up their email, but I just want to make sure you know. So, again, it's called Save Our State. Let's send an SOS. It is time for change here in the state of Maryland. And by the way, there's also a link there. You can register to vote if you're not registered already. Why not take the time while you're there signing the petition, register yourself to vote, and let's get you ready to go for the primary coming up in June and the general this coming November. Best of Casey and Company here each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, outrageous videos of the week, including a judge that makes excuses for a black rapist cutting his sentence in half, and much, much more. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. City police are investigating the assault of a food delivery driver during a carjacking in southeast Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. The driver was in the 900 block of East Lombard Street shortly after noon when two suspects got into his vehicle. The driver tried to stop the suspects, but one of them assaulted him. The victim was treated for minor injuries at the scene, and police are continuing to search for the suspects. The city of Annapolis says it has subscribed 65 municipal utility accounts to community solar projects, expanding its commitment to renewable energy. Annapolis leaders say the accounts use just over 4 million kilowatt hours of electricity a year at a cost of around $700,000, and it receives a discount on energy credits generated by the solar installations. Annapolis is among the first municipalities in the state to join a community solar program. Officials say the move builds on the city's existing renewable energy portfolio, including rooftop installations, solar parking canopies, and a 50-acre solar park. The Maryland State Police Computer Crimes Unit is raising awareness on digital safety by encouraging smart and safe online habits. Today is Safer Internet Day, a global effort to raise awareness about digital threats that include cyberbullying, human trafficking, and the risks tied to social media and online communication. According to investigators, children and senior citizens are especially vulnerable because online criminals often target those age groups. Parents are encouraged to stay actively involved in their children's digital lives, and seniors are reminded to be cautious when sharing personal information online. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a new problem here on the inner loop between I-70 and Liberty Road. I heard Baltimore County go out a couple of minutes ago with a wreck reported on the inner loop, and I'm looking at the camera north of I-70 going up towards Windsor Mill Road. So I haven't seen the accident yet. The camera at Liberty Road is not looking back that way. They're actually looking further north, so we can get State Highway to turn the camera back to the south. We might be able to tell you which lanes are affected, but there is definitely activity now, and heads up for that. If you're coming up from the ramp area of Route 40 towards I-70, the wreck is between you and the ramp at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well. Staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what is the message that Orioles manager Craig Albernaz has been and will continue to impart to his team as spring training unfolds in Sarasota?
This game is hard, and you're going to take one day at a time. We can't look too far ahead in the schedule. We have to play the game that's in front of us. You know, it sounds boring, but the greats and great teams don't get bored with the boring. You know, and that's something that, you know, Kobe Bryant has always talked about. When you, as a player, you can't get bored with the fundamentals, and, you know, that's where they'll be messages to our guys.
It all begins today with pitchers and catchers reporting this morning to Sarasota. Meanwhile, back in Owings Mills, perhaps the number one lesson the Ravens are taking away from the Seahawks' blueprint of success is that defensive pressure starts up front. While Drake May was under duress from well-timed blitzes all night, NextGen Stats reports May was pressured nearly 48% of the time when the Seahawks rushed four or fewer defenders. That's the highest pressure rate without a blitz of any team this postseason. The Eagles' front four dominated the Chiefs' O-line a year ago in the Super Bowl. The Seahawks did it Sunday. It's about time the Ravens figured out a way to follow suit. Four players were tossed in the NBA game last night between the Pistons and the Hornets. Charlotte's Musa Diabate and Detroit's Miles Bridges started the melee.
So what started this all?
Let's see.
That's a foul. Musa fouled him.
Ooh, headbutt. Right there, yeah. Turn with the right hand to the face.
And then it got really ugly. That happened in the third quarter. Again, four players tossed. Later, Hornets coach Charles Lee was tossed after going after an official while arguing a call. And a sidebar, the Pistons won 110-104. Elsewhere, a second San Francisco 49er player was shot early Monday morning. Defensive lineman Keon White shot in the ankle at 4:06 a.m. in front of a quote-unquote business on Mission Street in San Francisco. Surgery was performed in the afternoon. This comes months after wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was shot in San Francisco in broad daylight during an attempted robbery. Other sports news, a judge has ruled Alabama forward Charles Badaico, who has made appearances in the G League before returning to school 3 years later, is now ineligible for college basketball, overturning a previous ruling. Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who was born and raised in Puerto Rico, told reporters yesterday that Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show moved him to tears. The NY NYU women's basketball team won its 82nd straight game last night. It's a D3 women's record. The D1 record, of course, held by UConn, 111 game winning streak achieved between 2014 and 2017 under head coach Gino Auriemma. The time now is 7:37. When we return, if the name Bowler sounds familiar.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
This is a political story as well as a sports story, and it may be familiar to Baltimore fans, the name Bowler, Kyle Bowler, the Ravens quarterback. Well, apparently the White House the other day had a Religious Liberty Commission gathering to talk about anti-Semitism, the growing problem here in this country. And for the most part, it was, you know, a convivial type of gathering. But there was one woman who was part of the commission who got up and spoke. Her name is Carrie Jean Bowler, and she is a former Miss California,
right?
Okay, who went? Who was part of the meeting and said that she is to be not considered an anti-Semite, even though she is an anti-Zionist. Okay,
okay,
and the two shouldn't meet, and that she also supports Candace Owens in the types of things that she says. Well, it turns out that Carrie Jean Bowler is married to Kyle Bowler, the former Ravens quarterback.
Isn't it Carrie Prejean?
Yes, but Bowler is her last name now.
Right, but yeah, that was I remember her. She was
Miss California. She may have even gotten for Miss Universe, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So she's married to Kyle Bowler, and I thought that was interesting because I looked up the story, and then I looked her up and, you know, why her name was Bowler. She married Bowler in 2010. So Kyle Bowler wasn't a great quarterback for the Ravens. We know that. And now his wife apparently was wearing a Palestinian flag at this event that President Trump hosted the other day in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Strange.
Very strange.
I guess, do you ever hear the story about Kyle and Tara Reid?
I know it very well. Kyle and many other women have...
Yeah, you know it very
well. Have stories.
Yes.
I wish some of the stories that Kyle Bowler authored were actually on the field.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to off the field.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Not so funny. In fact, very sad indeed. A judge in Kentucky last week utilized woke justice in the most perverse form despite horrific crime being committed by the defendant. The defendant is 24-year-old Christopher Thompson. He was sentenced to 65 years in prison for several crimes, including robbery, kidnapping, sodomy, and sexual abuse. According to the Kentucky TV station Channel 11, they said Thompson, at the time, back in December of 25, wore a ski mask and kidnapped a woman at gunpoint before forcing her to perform sexual acts in the parking lot of an elementary school. He then drove the victim to an ATM, forced her to withdraw $220 before returning to the school to assault her again and fled on foot. But the Louisville judge, Tracy Davis, decided that the sentence of 65 years handed out by the jury was too harsh on this demon and thought he deserved a break.
But Judge Davis thought the jury's recommendation was too long. She feels he hasn't mentally matured yet and never had a real shot at getting any help early in life.
But if you were to come in here and instead of being hurt and angry, which is what this court hears, right, as a 20-year-old African-American male that has been, you know, experienced this society, etc., and you would show that, yes, okay, this is the situation. This is who I am. I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to be in jail forever.
Thompson repeatedly stated he did not care, not about his sentence, the victim, or her family. But Judge Davis emphasized she's the one that holds the pen, and regardless of what the media may think, she applies the law. To her, 65 years was an extremely long time. As she puts it, it's his whole life, one she doesn't believe should be spent entirely behind bars.
This court does not believe that Mr. Thompson if given the resources that he can get while incarcerated, is beyond being rehabilitated.
This guy's a monster, and what he did to that poor woman, she's going to carry that with the rest of her life with her. You've got these woke, radical, left-wing judges now. Not only are they blocking the Trump administration agenda, they are releasing the most heinous criminals that you can imagine. Guy had no remorse, none whatsoever, didn't care. Just amazing. Here's a law enforcement official, a North Carolina Democrat sheriff, Gary McFadden, who flunked a civics quiz recently before the North Carolina General Assembly.
What branch of government do you operate under?
Mecklenburg County.
What branch of government do you operate under, Sheriff?
Constitution of the United States.
Correct. That is what establishes the branches of government. I'm asking which branch you fall under.
Mecklenburg County. I'm a duly sworn Mecklenburg County sheriff. We answer to the people of Mecklenburg County.
This was not where I was anticipating getting stuck. Are you aware of how many branches of government there are?
No.
For the sake of debate, I will move on and say there are three branches of government, legislative, executive, judicial. Of those three, which do you believe you fall under?
I believe I fall under the last one.
Would you say it to me?
Judicial.
You are incorrect, sir. You fall under the executive.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Frightening.
It's frightening. It's the failure of our education
system. Disappointing.
This is an elected law enforcement official who doesn't know basic. This is basic civics. It's unreal. 743. Traffic, weather on the threes. And here with all the latest, once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. We're looking at the wreck now, inner loop, right under the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So again, if you're coming up from Liberty Road, you're coming up from Route 40, Edmondson Avenue, back in that area, this is the wreck, and there's no shoulder available. It's in the construction zone. Right now, we're getting the right center lane and the right lane by the accident scene. The fire department is there. Don't actually see the vehicles. They're behind the equipment, but we can see the damage that's been done to the roadway. Only the two right lanes are getting by. I'm sure the backup already is going back towards Route 40 West, and not a lot of ways to go around it other than maybe go outside the Beltway and pick up Rolling Road and come up to Liberty Road. The outer loop can see it, and of course they're just adding to the normal delays coming south from 795 and through that area. There's a report now, and again, we won't see it because there are no cameras. JFX southbound at Northern Parkway. We're waiting to see if we'll get an impact back around the city-county line. Winter driving is very hard on your vehicle. You need everything checked. You stop in and see Bernie. Let him do it all. Batteries, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, starters. Get it all done. 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be partly cloudy today, mild, highs in the low 40s. And that should stay with us the rest of the week, all the way through Saturday, where it might be some rain coming in. Right now, we're looking at 23 and mostly cloudy in Reisterstown, 27 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today's contestant, Kurt in Edgewater, is back for more. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I just wanted to say Kim Klasick is the best thing to happen to Baltimore since Chuck left town.
He loves you, Chuck.
I love him back.
Okay, Kurt,
we leave?
Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll leave together.
I'll go after Bad Bunny Chucky.
Like a bunny is what we're calling him. All right, here we go.
Wasn't that him on stage holding his crotch?
No, he's done that here before, but not.
I was sending a signal to you.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Please. I'm going blind over here.
Story number one. Valentine's Day, just around the corner. Natural Light has the perfect theme for you to make your lawnmower feel special. And listen, we listen, but we don't judge. Natural Light Lingerie. is a lacy, silky, protective cover to keep lawn care equipment looking extra sexy and safe. You can get it now at Natural Light's website or Facebook page.
Can you put some over Kurt's head?
Story two.
Oh, no.
Following this year's Super Bowl halftime show featuring the musical stylings of Bad Bunny, a Quinnipiac Poll's survey shows support for ICE agents skyrocketed by 90% overnight. Numbers show the support came immediately following Bad Bunny's performance, which featured strong references to Latino and Puerto Rican culture. And story three, a would-be thief was caught, but not in the manner you normally would see. He was apprehended in a field when a herd of llamas surrounded him and started belting out loud noises. Yes, it was a... not those kinds of noises. From the other end, apparently.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Both sounds the same.
Yeah. Caught by a llama. Unreal. All right. Story number one, Natural Light has made lingerie for your lawnmower. Story two, support for ICE skyrockets after Bad Bunny's performance. Or story three, llamas catch a would-be thief. All right, we'll start with Chuck, number one.
Well, I'm going to go with the ICE report that the support went up.
Number two. Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck puts number two. Kurt?
I think that's dues in Big Bunny language, Big Bunny Chucky language.
Okay. And so you're going for number two as well?
Yeah. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes it's difficult.
I didn't know we needed something.
I thought it was difficult to translate Bad Bunny. Kurt might be worse.
He's talking pig Latin.
Kristen.
I guess one in three sound crazy enough to be true. I think I'll also go with number two. I think a majority of people do support ICE, but I would think there'd be not enough time to actually take a poll, so I'll say two.
All right, and Maggie?
I'm going with two.
All right, it's unanimous today. Story number two. Nobody votes for lingerie for your lawnmower. Natural Light, that's because it's a true story.
I understand that.
What do you do if it gets caught?
We have a beer cozy.
Well, you take it off before you cut the lawn there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do? Then do it naked?
You keep that cub cadet looking sexy.
That's right. You get that...
that's what I call it.
Well, Toro. You keep that Toro running in the buff.
It's a little cub cadet.
Yeah. Story two. ICE popularity skyrockets after Bad Bunny halftime show. Yeah, not enough time to do a poll there. That is our fake news story of the day. And so congratulations, Kurt, but you've just exiled yourself for 30 days.
And you're out of here for 30 days, so get out of here.
thank you, Big Bunny Chucky.
All right, baby. We'll see you.
All right.
Where you going to?
Put him back on hold at 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Ed Hale Sr. is going to be here. We're going to talk about energy specifically and much more on the campaign trail. That's coming up at the top of the hour. And don't forget, we still have next hour as well the latest on Savannah Guthrie, her statement yesterday, and Ghislaine Maxwell testifying in Congress yesterday as well. And believe it or not, here in Maryland, well, you'll actually believe it, the Democrats in the Maryland General Insane Asylum will try to sneak through a ranked choice Trojan horse bill. We'll out them and tell you what bill number it is and the whole nine yards. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, kudos to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. They announced that they've now, starting last Friday, all driver's license knowledge and skills examinations will be administered exclusively in English. How about that? Today, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles announced that beginning Friday, February 6th, all driver license knowledge and skills exams will be administered exclusively in English. The change applies to all driver license classifications, including exams administered orally. Chuck, did you have your driver's license in Florida administered orally?
I did not. I brought my Maryland license and gave them that, and they gave me one back.
All right, so it was a transfer. It was a reciprocity. Yeah, but that's great from Governor DeSantis now. Every single one of them, you have to pass it. It's English only.
That's it.
Yep. That's the way it should
He's
be.
He's a good man.
Yeah. All right, what's going on?
All right, a lot of stuff just in the last several minutes. We had the wreck on the Beltway on the interloop for the traffic going north from I-70 and Security Boulevard getting up to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That wreck is still there. Only the right and the right center lane are getting by. So the backup is getting that impact very quickly, going all the way back to Route 40, back towards Edmondson Avenue, Frederick Road. You need to be prepared for that when you're crossing at Security Boulevard. Get as far right as you can. The outer loop is looking at it, and it's backed up towards the ramps at 795. JFX southbound, there is a report of a wreck at Northern Parkway. We can't see it, but we'll be looking for the delay for the traffic coming south from Ruxton Road and down through the city-county line. And yet, just now starting to back up through there at the city-county line. It's going to go back to Ruxton Road very quickly, so Falls Road or Greenspring Avenue. And there's a report there might be a new problem now near the junction downtown, 95 southbound, right after 395. And we're getting a backup there as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today. Going to be mild, upper 30s to low 40s, and that warming trend should be with us all the way through the weekend. We might see some rain this weekend as a result of that warming trend. And right now, 32 in cloudy in Ocean City, 25 in Severn. So we, the 6 o'clock hour, we told you that the governor is about ready to sign the bill that bans cooperation with ICE agents for all of the local law jurisdictions, law enforcement jurisdictions and agencies. And that would be most unfortunate because that's aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens in the state, the same kind that murdered Rachel Moore and Kayla Hamilton and Dakara Thompson in Prince George's County. But members of Baltimore's immigrant community, and I'm thinking most a lot of these would be illegals, gathered at City Hall to share their stories of, what they say, fear and desperation. Well, if they're not in the country illegally, you don't have to fear anything. But anyway, they've got this new resolution that the city council that would bar city agencies from cooperating with ICE. And the Odette Ramos, who is of Spanish descent, she got in front of the council and testified that parents are being disappeared.
Children have come home from school and their parents are gone.
Yeah, well, do you have any physical documentation of that? Do you have any names? It's easy to get up there at any city council hearing and just say, yeah, parents are gone, children are being detained, blah, 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 but without actual names, without actually proof. Do you have pictures? Do you have proof of this? Or are you just, again, spewing more propaganda? I think Fox 45's Jeff Abel was asking some hard questions of the city council regarding this latest resolution.
Have you actually seen cases of ICE in Baltimore breaking the law?
I have not personally. However, I know that we are seeing an escalation.
In my opinion, right now, in the Fallon building, in the detention facilities there, absolutely ICE is breaking their own policies and federal law.
Do you support any form of targeted enforcement?
Look, I think what's happening here is not targeted, okay? They are coming after me. They are coming after anybody with a foreign last name.
Well, I'm not saying they are, but here's an opportunity if you are upset at them in the community, and whether they're targeted or untargeted, whether it's a broad dragnet or whatever, the way around it is not to stop cooperation, it's to create more cooperation with ICE agents in the field on the those that are doing the emergency removal orders. Okay? The ERO office, that is. So I just think that's just... Odette Ramos and people of her ilk, her ideology, apparently are just devoid of common sense. I mean, completely. And so this is what is passing as leadership now at the Baltimore City Council. Now, the other voice you heard was Councilman Mark Parker, and he said, quote, in my opinion right now, in the Fallon building, in the detention facility, ICE is breaking their own policies and federal law. Again, no proof, no evidence, his opinion. And we're supposed to take the opinion of a radical left-wing Baltimore City councilman on this resolution. Sorry. It's ICE derangement syndrome. We've said this before. Whatever Trump does, it gets transferred. And the TDS now is ICE derangement. IDS is what we're going to call it. All right, Rescue Natural Supplements. Again, if you're looking to boost your energy, make it long-lasting, sustainable throughout the day so you're not gulping down cups of Joe and, soft drinks, caffeine, any of those energy drinks that give you that temporary artificial boost only to crash a little bit later on. Rescue Orsine is a wonderful supplement. It's one of our top sellers. It was developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro. It's great for long-lasting energy because it's fuel for your cells. That's the adenosine triphosphate, which fuels your cells to make them peak efficiency and to help cellular repair. And again, when you get tired, that's the reason why we have to sleep, because your cells have to restore themselves, they have to repair. Rescue Natural Orsine helps with that, and also with regulating blood pressure and many other things as well. So right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY, MYENERGY. And you can order at 1-800-26-LIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Still to come next hour, we'll take a look at Savannah's latest desperate plea, Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony. And coming up next, Ed Hale Sr., and we're going to talk about the energy crisis again here in Maryland.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI says it's not aware of any ongoing communication between the Guthrie family and the suspected kidnappers of Nancy Guthrie. Investigators say they have not identified any suspects or persons of interest.
Here in front of Nancy Guthrie's house, Pima County Sheriff's deputies are now a constant presence, as are the media, as the search for the missing 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie stretches into another week. Neighbors pass the house. Just investigators continue to comb over the property. The FBI and local authorities have been reviewing ransom notes sent to some local media. Guthrie's family took to social media over the weekend saying they would pay to have their mother back, but also want proof of life. Meanwhile, a small vigil has been set up outside of her home, and it keeps growing. In the Catalina Foothills neighborhood, outside of Tucson, Arizona, I'm Ty O'Neill.
Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the eastern Pacific. Two alleged narco-terrorists were killed. From the classroom to the picket line, almost 6,000 San Francisco public school teachers are on strike. The first such walkout in more than 45 years.
We are
still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Homeland Security Committee will hear from Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons. A hearing is scheduled for later this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 59 points, while the NASDAQ futures are 9 points higher. S&P futures up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on I-83 southbound at Mount Carmel Road. Haven't seen the vehicles yet, but I see the impact here as you're coming down towards the Hereford zone on 83 southbound. There is a backup there. We're getting more of a backup now on the southbound side. So at least some limited lanes a possibility as you're coming by the accident scene. The road is clear from the wreck on the inner loop near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Just starting to move traffic again, but we're going to have a backup as you're coming up the west side between Frederick Road, Route 40, and all the way up through I-70, but at least now we're on the move once again. The wreck on 95 South, leaving the city around Camden Yards, made it to the shoulder. We still have a delay at the junction at 395, and again, keep in mind, we have delays on the JFX with an accident southbound at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well. Staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 25 degrees in Pikesville and 24 in Edgewood at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Supporters of 287G partnerships between local law enforcement agencies and ICE are urging the governor to allow the program to continue. Under the program, local jails are allowed to screen inmates to find out if they're wanted by ICE and contact federal authorities if they are. Last week, the Maryland House and Senate passed measures to end the ICE agreements and prohibit new ones. And the Baltimore City Council will be considering a pair of bills that would place limits on ICE activities. One measure would place limits on ICE operations in city-owned spaces like government buildings, schools, libraries, and parks. It would also restrict the use of city resources to assist immigration enforcement. The second measure calls on Maryland state lawmakers to pass measures banning local 287G partnerships with ICE and prohibit federal law enforcement from wearing masks while carrying out immigration enforcement. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 655, the pick four, 9092. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Buds at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Buds at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Buds at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. One of the pitchers reporting this morning to Sarasota is right-hander Shane Baz, acquired from the Rays in the offseason, slotted to be the number three starter for Baltimore. Manager Craig Albernaz saying the repertoire is there.
Like, the stuff just jumps out, and he's such a competitor. Even at a young age, when I was around him, he was just different than his counterparts at the same age. So
Baz struck out 176 last year in 166 innings pitched, but has to harness it, though. ERA was 4.87. Lindsey Vonn has, quote, no regrets after Olympics crash, as prominent skiing figures defend her decision to race on a torn ACL. Vonn detailed the extent of her injuries in an emotional social media post, saying it was a complex tibia fracture in the Sunday crash and will need multiple surgeries to correct. Vonn's father said earlier yesterday that she will no longer race if he has any influence over her decision. High school football news. Perennial A-Conference champion Archbishop Spalding has named longtime Navy assistant R.B. Green as its new head football coach. This coming about 3 weeks after former head coach Kyle Schmidt, who led the Cavaliers to four straight conference championships, resigned to become tight ends coach at Maryland. Green had been on the midshipman's defensive staff since 2013. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local sports journalist passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back in this segment on Newsmaker Hotline. Ed Hale, Sr., Republican candidate for governor. Ed joins us again. Good morning, Ed.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing okay. State of Maryland, not so much. I'll get your reaction to something here this morning. I'm holding in my hand an alert that went out from PJM yesterday. And apparently this alert resulted in areas of West Virginia and Washington County, Maryland, to lose electricity for 3 hours exactly at the time of the alert. Homes reported to have fallen into the mid-50s before power was restored 3 hours later. Similar blackouts occurred in northern Hartford County and in Baltimore County near Reisterstown. So the rolling blackouts have begun to occur in extreme weather. Ed, what short-term and long-term solutions are you proposing to resolve this energy crisis?
Well, unfortunately, the election is not till November. You know, if or when I'm elected, I would absolutely reopen all those power plants, start the process today. But I can't because I'm not the governor. And I don't know if there's any, I don't know if it's possible, Sean, that I could be any different than this guy. It's unbelievable what he's done. And this could affect not only, you know, all the people that are in good health, but what about the people in bad health at home on dialysis and things like this in homes that where they're really sick or nursing homes? What happens to these places? People are going to die. And I don't even think anybody really gives any consideration to that. So I believe that very strongly that we have to do this now, and we have to start getting permits and things together to do new fossil fuel plants, because this Green New Deal stuff is dumb. It's over.
Yeah. Well, I think that's long-term. You're right. Reopening Brandon Shores or Wagner or these other power plants. You know, obviously, solar and wind isn't going to cut it. Clearly that, but again, I'm just not sure because we're getting through the winter time, and as you know, in the summertime it gets hot and humid here, and people are going to be going through the same kinds of issues. And I think you raise an interesting point in that people in nursing homes, hospitals have generators and things as backup, but not every nursing home and not every other place that needs it has power backup. So I mean, I'm just wondering what can be done. And you wouldn't even take office if you win until January of next year. So we've got a long haul to go.
Well, I'm hoping that the fact that I'm speaking out on this that will, light a fire under him and his staff to get something done here, because nothing is being done right now. Nothing. And to me, it's dereliction of duty. He's running for president. There's no doubt about it. He's ranked, he's got 6% of the vote against Kamala Harris and, Newsom, this kind of thing. Who cares? We care about this right here in Maryland right now. That's what we care about.
The governor is being urged by the Democrats to sign this bill to ban cooperation with ICE agents in Maryland. Yesterday, a number of sheriffs, county executives, and victims' mothers went to Annapolis to testify and asked the governor to veto this bill. If you were governor, would you sign it or veto it?
Veto it.
And that's on the ICE 287G program. So I'll make sure
I would make sure that if they're empowered to do the job to get rid of these people that are committing these crimes, that they're going to be held to account and they're going to be exited out of the country and cooperating with the local police.
Do you believe any elected official that would sign on to this bill, pass it, and or sign it? Are they aiding and abetting criminal behavior?
I definitely believe that they are. And why they're doing it, it's because of the Democrat narrative that they are doing this, and they're keeping this up at the detriment of all the citizens of Maryland. Our city, our state, our beautiful state, is really spinning out of control because of there's nobody really watching this and caring about what we all care about.
All right, 8:13, more with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a second. Right now we pause for a brief traffic update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 83 southbound appears to be in the left-hand lane coming in to the area around Mount Carmel Road, and we're looking at the slowdown here. Backed up pretty good, at least a mile back up southbound, and if it's in the left-hand lane, that means only the right lane is getting by. So again, that's southbound. If you're coming down from Old York Road, you're coming into the Hereford Zone. Pretty good size back up there. The way around it is not exactly preferred, but York Road is there as a possibility. The backup coming up the Beltway through Catonsville, starting before Frederick Road. We had the wreck all the way up at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That's gone now, but the backup is still there. That's going to take a while for that to settle down. Everybody else on the Beltway is still looking at the normal delay. JFX actually looks a little better. There was a wreck at Northern Parkway. It looks a little better at the city-county line. We're slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There was a wreck on the shoulder southbound near the ramp area of Russell Street and Washington Boulevard. It's adding to that delay coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mild highs in the low 40s, pretty much the same for the rest of the week, and maybe some rain possible at the end of this this week. Right now, it's sunny, 28 in Annapolis and 26 in Middle River. On our newsmaker hotline, Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate for this upcoming gubernatorial election, owner of the Baltimore Blast. And speaking of traffic, Ed, traffic has been a nightmare, especially since the Key Bridge is still sitting in the water. We now hear through several sources that they're saying that the total cost might be $5 billion and the bridge won't be completed till 2030. What can you do to accelerate the rebuilding of the Key Bridge?
Well, on a quick funny note, still makes me laugh every time you say Lugnuts Johnson, every time.
It is the all-time favorite nickname. We had a poll on
it. Oh, yeah. Three days afterwards, I know I've said this to you before, I've called your station after the bridge went down, and I said, if we don't start this now, this is going to languish forever. It's going to get into this bureaucratic morass, and it's not going to get squared away. We need to get local contractors to clean out the debris, start that bridge now. and get the engineering. We have engineers here that can do the job. We have contractors here that can do the job. They can't do it. They know contractors that could come in are going to work with them. And the fact that this has happened is not surprising to me, but it's dereliction of duty. It really, you know, he made a nice, he and the mayor stand up there when the bridge went down and doing all these speeches. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They haven't done anything. It's terrible. And what I would do is the day after I'm elected, I would absolutely go down to the base of the Key Bridge, and I would not have an inaugural party. I think that's a waste of time, waste of money. I would go down there and face all the bureaucrats, the engineers, and the contractors, and ask them why they haven't done anything. What is the plan? And if they don't have a plan, I'm going to give them a plan.
Yeah, the other thing that really, I think, escapes a lot of our elected leaders is that the Port of Baltimore, how crucial it is to the commerce of this region and to the nation, and the national security component. And I don't hear, maybe the exception of Congressman Harris, I don't hear any of our current congressional delegation or even the governor talk about the Key Bridge being crucial to national security. Could that accelerate the process?
Well, absolutely, it would. But, you know, if Governor Moore calls the president, the president's not going to take his call. I think, you know, if I'm, or when I'm elected, I call him up, he takes the call.
Marilyn,
things would happen.
Yeah. Well, we just see the flap now going on with him being uninvited to the National Governors Association White House dinner. And you've said before, you keep poking the bear, it's the bear pokes back eventually. But
are you surprised at that?
No, not at all. I think it should be, you know, expected going forward. He's not showing any sign of bipartisanship. Let me ask you this. Maryland just recently ranked the second worst state in which to start a business. As a businessman yourself, how would you improve the overall climate for small businesses and even corporations, for that matter, here in the state?
Well, I would show up at places. I would try to retain the businesses that are here right now. You know, we should have kept the FBI, by the way. We should have really worked on that. We should have kept Six Flags, the commanders. We should have gone and seen them because these are big job-producing companies. We should, and agencies, we should go see them and talk to them. I traveled, you know, I started businesses from nothing. I did tens of thousands of job creation from zero. My father was a lineman for the gas electric company. So I did this, and I think that you have to go and communicate to people. This is an unbelievable place to come. For example, if you get sick, where do you want to get sick? You want to get sick in Maryland. You're going to be sick. We have medical tourism I don't really think is being promoted that much. We should do that. Our port is the farthest west port to the Midwest because of just its geographic location. We should promote that. There's only two traffic lights between here and Chicago. We should promote that. And I did that under different governors in the past. I would travel overseas, and I would talk about that with Maersk Moller, Maersk Lines. I met Mr. Moller. I introduced Maersk Moller to Governor Schaefer. So I did these things, and I know him. I introduced Barbara Mikulski to Sam Nunn to the owner of OOCL, Orient Overseas Container Line, in the South China Sea. I introduced them to Mr. Tung, who became the president of Hong Kong when the Chinese took over in 2000. So I have a lot of contacts. I still have a lot of people that know and respect me, and I can get out and do it. I believe also people would invest in our state more. I dealt with a lot of the investment bankers over my career, and I believe I could reactivate that.
About a minute left, Ed, and I want to ask you, a lot of our listeners are sending us emails, pictures of their bills, their BGE bill. Number one, the distribution charge for gas is now off the charts. In many cases, it doubles what their usage fee or triples what their usage fee is. We're seeing now record profits for BGE. BGE has monopoly now. They canceled my electric choice contract because of the Maryland General Assembly. So there's a bill right now that would cap salaries for BGE executives. And while customers are suffering, do you support that bill, or do you have any solutions as to the BGE problem here in Maryland?
Of course I would support it, but, Sean, that's like a rounding error. That's nothing in the whole scheme of things. What BGE, when my father was there, was a public utility. Today, it's a trading company. It's a trading floor, just like Wall Street. That's what it is. It's not the same as it used to be, and we have to fix this immediately. We can't waste any time. Unfortunately, we have 9 months until the election. You know, I have to win the Republican primary in June, but then I need to win that in November. If I don't, I'm having people that are seeing me crying. It's like another mortgage. I can't pay my bill. People are stopping me. Their people are crying at different places. I don't know what to do. What do we do? Help. If you don't win, I'm moving out of this state.
All right. So if people want to, you know, volunteer, contribute, donate, whatever, where do they go to for your campaign?
HailForGov.com.
Hail for Gov, the letter, word for, or the number for?
G-O-V.
Okay.
All right, Ed, By the way, real quick, excuse me one second. I'm going to announce the lieutenant governor on the 19th, and I'm going to register on the 20th. These are key dates coming up next week.
So lieutenant governor on the 19th, and then you will file the next day, and the file deadline is the 24th. So it's all going to happen next week. Ed, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. It's 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about our friends at Audiology Associates. And again, Dr. Melissa Sagev and her team of audiologists, 10 different locations to visit. So they're all around the Baltimore Metro. And they take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, whether it's your clogged ears from hearing, earwax, or are you having some hearing loss, whatever the case may be. I would recommend you get it checked out, because we don't do that normally. We have annual physical exams, eye exams, but we don't really do ear exams as often as we should. And especially as we age, because that's when you start seeing hearing loss, and it's important you get it treated sooner rather than later, because hearing loss, when it's left untreated, can lead to problems down the road like dementia and other issues. So, again, Audiology Associates, check them out online, AAIAudiology.com. That's AAIAudiology.com, and tell them I told you to check them out. Day 23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
So if I go see them, I can get this trumpet horn out of my right ear.
You can.
I can hear better.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to remove the horn first and then see them.
Yeah, maybe. I never thought of that. You're a pretty smart boy, you know that? Ain't bad looking either. Southbound 83, the wreck here coming down towards Mount Carmel Road. And in that area, the 27-mile marker southbound still had the left-hand lane blocked. There is at least a mile backup on the southbound side. So if you're coming down from York Road, you're working your way into Hereford. It looks like they're moving in the left-hand lane, but the camera shot is not really showing us the accident. So the vehicle might actually be to the side, but that delay does continue. The Beltway still hurting and recovering from the wreck on the inner loop near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That's still backed up, leaving Catonsville. JFX on the southbound side was slow coming in from Ruxton Road and down through the city-county line. But again, it's improved a little bit. It is still backed up as you're coming south from Ruxton Road. The wreck was down at Northern Parkway. And then we had the wreck leaving the city and coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That was southbound on 95 at 395. Just put the camera up there. That is much more improved now. Southbound leaving the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Speeds are back up from 395 out to the Beltway on the southwest corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mild, low 40s. And tonight back down into the mid to upper 20s, and pretty much the same for next few days, maybe some rain at the end of the week. Right now, cloudy, 27 in Columbia, 25 in Owings Mills. And time, once again, from the birthplace of our national anthem, our Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time we celebrate America's 250. America 250 being brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. So on this day in 1763, the Treaty of Paris ended the 7 years' war between Britain and Spain. Also, the French and Indian War, here in the good old U.S. of A., with France ceding Quebec to Great Britain. Many such truces have held the title of Treaty of Paris, as the city hosted numerous negotiations over the centuries. That, of course, today, an important day in history. 1897, the slogan, "All the news that's fit to print," first appeared on page one of the New York Times. My, how the mighty have fallen. Some of the news that they choose to print might be a better slogan these days. 1962, captured U-2 spy plane pilot Francis Gary Powers was returned to the United States by Russia in exchange for Soviet spy Rudolf Abel. And it was on this day in 1996, a computer, IBM's Deep Blue, won a game against world champion chess player Garry Kasparov. But Kasparov won three games and drew two others in winning the overall match with Deep Blue. On this day, 2007, U.S. Army Lieutenant General David Petraeus assumed control of U.S. forces in Iraq at a ceremony in Baghdad. He described his new job as hard, but not hopeless. Of course, he was the author of The Surge. And remember, in 2013, the northeastern United States digging out from a monster snowstorm that killed 9 people and left at least 400,000 households without power. And that's a look this day in history on America's 250th birthday, which we'll be celebrating come Independence Day later this year.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Yeah, coming up next after the 8:30 news, we'll give you the latest statement from Savannah Guthrie about her missing mom. It's been 10 days. No proof of life yet, and that has not bode well for her or her family. Thoughts and prayers are needed there. And Ghislaine Maxwell testifying yesterday on Capitol Hill. Lester writes in, if Maryland can decouple with a federal government, then the IRS could refuse to send information on individuals' tax returns, with the Treasurer's Office leaving them to do their own audits and verification. Given the incompetence of a state agency, I think that they would be unable to handle it. That's a good point. Sean says, we can't get appointments now with Hopkins. We don't need to promote our hospitals. That's from Susan. Don't know what that's all about, but give a little further details on that. And Dr. John says, good morning, Sean. An optimistic note, the big chill will decrease numbers of ticks. Fewer deer ticks, Lone Star ticks, translating a fewer case of Lyme disease. And so on and so forth. So, yeah, that is one, I guess, of the side benefits of it being so cold. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The former director of equity for Baltimore's Department of Public Works has filed a federal lawsuit against the city. Linda Batts claims she was fired in retaliation for exposing civil rights violations, including a racially hostile workplace and inhumane working conditions. During a Monday news conference in front of City Hall, Batts says some employees characterized their working environment as severely hostile, retaliatory, and akin to a pre-emancipation proclamation, colonial plantation-type environment where the overseer scrutinized their every move. In a statement, the mayor's office says the city and its DPW remain committed to equity, inclusion, and compliance with all applicable laws, and comments will be reserved since the matter is the subject of litigation. The Harford County Board of Education will not renew the contract of Superintendent Dr. Sean Bolson. The board is enacting a unilateral termination clause in Bolson's contract, allowing for his termination within 30 days' written notice. Instead of severance, Bolson will receive his salary and benefits until his contract ends in June. Bolson was on paid administrative leave after school-owned property was allegedly stolen at the 2024 National School Board Association
Association conference in New Orleans. The hotel recovered the items from Bolson's room and returned them. The school district's IT director examined the devices and determined there was no breach. And an inmate is serving time at the Jessup Correctional Institution, and he's been sentenced to another life term for killing his cellmate. 64-year-old Wallace Ball pleaded guilty to a first-degree murder charge in December in the February 2025 death of Warren Griffin. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new wreck here in the Painted Out area, northbound 95 near the Eastern Avenue ramp. Right now, it's in that Gore area where the ramp goes by to the right. 95 on the main line goes by to the left. There's no impact, but I just heard a medic unit is coming that way. So that may change things once they arrive. So if you're coming up from O'Donnell Street, you're working your way out 95 towards Moravia Road. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll let you know. Newark, Howard County, southbound Route 29 at Route 40 West. That may back us up as you're coming south from I-70. The wreck on I-83 southbound Mount Carmel Road was still crowding the left-hand lane. JFX is slow southbound from an accident scene between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures starting off cold for your Tuesday morning, but heading toward the afternoon, actually going to see some milder temperatures for once. We'll see those highs in the upper 30s and a few 40s as well. Staying closer to average this week with some rain showers on the way for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Temperature in Baltimore right now is 27 degrees, but in Sarasota, it's 52 under sunny skies with a high of 71 today. Those are the conditions that await pitchers and catchers as they report for duty this morning. Manager Craig Albanez on how he feels right now about the 2026 Orioles.
I felt good about this club when I initially took the job, you know, and that just speaks to the team that Mike and his group have constructed, both in the player development side and acquisition side.
Well, on the acquisition side, not all the boxes have been checked. The Birds go into the season with a pair of new power bats in Pete Alonso and Taylor Ward. That is true. A new closer in Ryan Helsley and the return of ace setup man Andrew Kittredge. The hole still yet to be addressed, however, is the ace of the top of the rotation, currently occupied by Kyle Bradish. Latest medal count as the meat of the Winter Olympics continues to unfold. Italy leads with 10 medals overall. Norway leads in golds with 5. The U.S. with 4 medals, 2 gold and 2 silver. 4 players were tossed in the NBA game last night between the Pistons and the Hornets. Charlotte's Musa Diabate and Detroit's Miles Bridges started it. It happened in the third quarter. Later, Hornets coach Charles Lee was tossed after going after an official while arguing a call. Elsewhere, a second San Francisco 49er player was shot early Monday morning. Defensive lineman Keon White shot in the ankle at 4:06 a.m. in front of a quote-unquote business on Mission Street in San Francisco. Surgery was performed in the afternoon. This comes months after wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was shot during an attempted robbery in broad daylight. And finally, a local sports journalist, journalism note to pass along. Craig Clary, a longtime Catonsville Times sports writer and editor who covered high school games and their athletes throughout the region for 4 decades, passed away of an apparent heart attack Thursday at his Catonsville home. He was a graduate of Catonsville High School, where he played soccer and baseball. Could never get high school sports out of his blood. Craig Clary was 64 years of age. Happy birthday today to former Ravens defensive back and assistant coach Benny Thompson, turning 63, and former Oriole catcher Lenny Webster, turning 61. The time now is 8:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Kim Klasick coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Alan Woodlawn is with us. Good morning, Al.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you been?
We're doing A-okay. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing well, thank you. Getting ready to cross these kids and all this ice and snow and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's real. They made your job real difficult this year with the snow crete and the chunks of ice everywhere, man.
Sean, I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful. This is one of the best jobs I've ever had. But I've been threatened and cursed out more being a school crossing guard than I worked at the jail.
Right.
That's the truth, man.
I bet.
That's the truth. Real quick, I know it's almost time for you to hit your mark. How can politicians in Maryland say that we're not a sanctuary state when you got the Howard County Executive Ball? You know, he doesn't want that place used as a detention center. And then you got Governor Moore, who took his oath was to make sure that Maryland citizens are safe, but yet he doesn't want local jails and prisons to cooperate with ICE. Sean, when I worked at the jail, if I worked booking and receiving, and if I had an inmate that was supposed to be released to ICE, and if I didn't release him, I would still be on suspension.
Right.
I've been retired since 2018. Well, ICE detainer, we had to let him go. We had to let him go.
Yeah.
You know? But yet they say we're not a sanctuary state. And
who was the county executive then? Wasn't Steve Shue, was it?
No, it was. Oh my goodness! I can't. I can't think of his name.
Because 2018 was too early for Pittman.
Yeah, we're too early for Pittman. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sean, it's just we got these people. I mean, you just know who you're standing next to when you're in the line at McDonald's or Walmart, you know? You don't know who you're standing next to.
Yeah, you're right, especially in this state.
Yeah, and real quick, Sean, about the death penalty. One reason why I'm for the death penalty, you just had this inmate who killed somebody in prison. He was already in there for life. Now, he kills another inmate, so what they do? They give him another life sentence. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, you're right.
You're getting free passes, you know?
You are absolutely right about that, and that's something
that you get a free pass.
You've got to be able to protect corrections officers in jail, because if some of these guys are the lifers, they've got nothing to lose. So, you know, they'll just go ahead and do it anyway, unless, of course, you know that there's a threat of death hanging over their head.
Yeah. Well, Sean, look, the next time you need help up there on Friday and nobody show up, you give me a call and I can bring some albums and some 45s up there. I can spend some wax, you know.
Well,
I got some oldies and goodies.
We're still waiting for you to pass your traffic exam first.
Okay. All right, man.
All right, Al, have a good one.
Have a good one. Be safe, man.
Thanks for waiting in. That's Al and Woodlawn. Used to work at a correction center in Anne Arundel County. So Savannah Guthrie, this is just a very sad and tragic story. She made a plea yesterday. It's been 10 days since her mother has been abducted. It's not looking good. No proof of life has been offered as of yet, to my knowledge. $6 million ransom in Bitcoin. As we said yesterday, the speculation is inside job or maybe the cartels like Tren de Aragua, or one of these other gangs that they're looking for money, because President Trump has shut them down in their ability to create revenue in other areas. So, and this is common in these cartels, kidnapping elected officials, judges, family members. It happens all the time. And that's why I'm kind of leaning in that direction. But we'll wait and see how the investigation plays out. But here's Savannah's heartfelt plea yesterday.
We enter into another week of this nightmare. Thank you so much for all of the prayers and the love that we have felt, my sister and brother and I, and that our mom has felt, because we believe that somehow, some way, she is feeling these prayers. We believe our mom is still out there. We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
That's what she refers to, an hour of desperation. We need your help, and it just does not look good. And our thoughts and prayers are with Nancy Guthrie, but I just personally I don't think she is out there, I mean, alive. It's so sad. So we'll wait and see. And then yesterday on Capitol Hill, Ghislaine Maxwell, the mastermind behind Jeffrey Epstein's trafficking in women. As you know, she's been asking for clemency in exchange for her testimony. As of right now, that's not on the table. And here was her testimony yesterday in Congress.
Ms. Maxwell, were you a close friend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein?
I would like to answer your question, but on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer this question and any related questions. My habeas petition is pending in the Southern District of New York. I therefore invoke my right to silence under the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, so she's going to take the Fifth and until she gets a deal. And that's all predicated on, you know, what she knows, if she knows anything. And that is something that if you want to get to the bottom of the trafficking and punish the individuals that were preying on these young girls, then that's a calculated risk. You could offer her the deal, but she has to give you a predicate. You know, well, what if? What are you going to tell me if I give you the deal? Because you know the blowback on Trump, if he does give her a deal, is going to be pretty significant. You know, the Democrats are crying for more Epstein files to be released. I think there's about another 3 million. They released 3.5 million last week. There are another 3 million files, and many of those are contain names of the young girls as well as the men that were trafficking with these young girls. So we'll wait and see what comes out of the Epstein files. Still won't go away. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Gone absolutely wild in the last hour or so. We had the wreck on the Beltway above Security Boulevard. That's gone. We had the wreck on 95 leaving the city after Camden Yards. That's gone. The wreck on 83 finally cleared the roadway southbound at Mount Carmel Road, trying to improve there. JFX had a wreck southbound at Northern Parkway. And again, if you're coming in from Ruxton Road, you may still see that delay. There were two different things here on 95 northbound. There was an accident in the painted out area near the ramp to Eastern Avenue. And then just beyond that in the left-hand lane, somebody hit the Jersey wall and the fire department is there. That was the other wreck where we heard the medic unit going out. So there's a little bit of a backup there as you're trying to work your way out to Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. You'll see it well in advance, and we're getting two lanes by to the right. Both the tunnels with still pretty good backup. Southbound 95 is still backed up right here near the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel still has a delay south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mild in the low 40s for the high, down into the mid to upper 20s tonight, and then rain possible by the end of the week. So it's pretty much the same the rest of the week. Right now, cloudy, 27 in Ellicott City, and it is 28 in Columbia. And time once again for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, it's every parent's nightmare. Your son or daughter gets trapped in some kind of situation, and you can always hit the panic button until they are able to be freed, whether it's, you know, a locked door or in a car or, in this case, a claw machine. Yep, a toddler in Missouri had to be rescued from a claw machine game on Saturday. 2-year-old Cooper King climbed up into the machine when his parents weren't watching. His mom says she took her eye off him for 15 seconds. He was stuck inside for 20 minutes before an employee showed up with a key. Here's Cooper's mom, Megan, talking about this fun adventure.
You're scrolling through Facebook, looking at those reels, thinking, oh, one day that's going to be my child. They're so young still. And, you know, as much as, like, I was somewhat embarrassed, I was like, you know what? He's safe. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's having a good time. This is going to be a big laugh down the road.
Yeah, so at least it had a happy ending this time, but you never know. Things could happen. They could, you know, get suffocated. They could get something stuck in their throats, whatever. So keep your eye on your children at all times is the lesson there. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Yeah, there was a shooting yesterday at Wooten High School in Rockville in Maryland. And they believe the 16-year-old has been arrested along with the second suspect. They're still looking for the gun, however. And so we're going to keep an eye on this story. This individual will be charged as an adult. And one wonders, you know, again, what kind of people are taking guns to high schools or middle schools or whatever. And why they feel the need to, if it's not a school shooter situation, is it because they're being threatened? Is it by gangs? Or is it something else? So we'll keep an eye on that story. And that Baltimore County student that was arrested during the ICE walkout on Friday because he sat down in the middle of the intersection of Fairmont and York has now been released after his arrest. So hopefully he will learn a valuable lesson as well. Claude's in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Fine, sir.
This Guthrie case, there's more to it than meets the eye. I mean, as an investigator, it just doesn't add up. I mean, the Nest camera's missing. There's no video. I mean, it's dark. There's no, you know, there's DNA, but they don't know who the DNA comes back to. So the question is, they get no hits on anything. They have Bitcoin. Nobody's taking for the ransom. So the question is she still alive or is she dead? It's another thing. I mean, the FBI's doing all they can. I mean, I know they are. But it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, they said yesterday that they have no leads on a person of interest or any suspect whatsoever. None.
First, they said that they thrown in their son-in-law or something?
I mean, there's been speculation about the son-in-law, brother-in-law. You know, now they're going over evidence again at Savannah's sister, Annie's house. There's just a lot of head-scratchers here.
And they towed the car and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I think I want to get your, you know, as an investigator, do you believe the sheriff released the crime scene way too early?
What's that, bud?
Do you believe that the sheriff in this case released the crime scene way too early?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, because they let the press in there, and they're the ones that were taking pictures of the drops of blood.
First of all, he should have called for the FBI.
Right. They have much more experience in dealing with kidnappings than local jurisdictions do.
Right, but the FBI's got more experience than anybody. The profilers and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Claude, so what does your gut instinct tell you? Inside job or something else?
My gut says to me, there's more than meets the eye here. And I don't think it's a cartel.
Okay.
Now, first of all, we got to look into the money, insurance, and so forth. I mean, who's got the benefit the most?
Right. Absolutely. Who's got
the
motive? Who would have the motive? You're right. All right, Claude, thanks again for your opinion. Appreciate it, buddy. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, there's a ranked choice voting Trojan horse bill inside the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We'll tell you all about that in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. model. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagey.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagey Remodeling today.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DoCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDoCO.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Yeah, we already got hundreds of signatures on the petition, and keep it going. WCBM.com. Sign the petition. Name, email. The email is used to validate the vote. We don't market it. We don't sell it. And we respect your privacy. So do that today. WCBM.com and sign the petition to save our state. Sending out an SOS, as the police song Message in a Bottle used to say way back when in the 80s. All right, coming up at 8:53, ranked choice voting. That's the next Democrat gimmick they're trying to slam down our throats. And we'll tell you all about that in just a second. Traffic weather on the threes, last report of the day. And once again, like a bunny.
Like a bunny. What'd I tell you before?
It's my last one.
Stop it. It's your last report?
It's the last like a bunny.
Oh, good. I'll come back tomorrow then.
Okay.
Northbound 95, as you're leaving the city, you're heading up towards Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. There's a wreck around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. You'll see it. It's on the left-hand side. Plenty of room to get by, but there is a delay there, so be prepared as you're coming north from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And this backup southbound, both at 95 and 895, just not going away, just crawling. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, both on 95 trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then also on 895 southbound. I don't see anything wrong at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, just looking at the camera from overhead. And all four lanes are moving, but the right tube is a little bit slow, so it's not letting the backup clear, and it's going to be a while. Late slowing in and around the Beltway. JFX improving finally from the wreck at Northern Parkway, and it looks like 83 now should be getting better with the wreck clearing southbound at Mount Carmel Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mild, highs in the low 40s. Temperatures should stay there for the rest of the week. May get some rain by the end of the weekend. And already it's 30 in Annapolis. That's higher than it's been for most of the last 2 weeks. 28 in the city. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay. Thanks.
Well, I, of course, am going to start the show talking about Congressman Andy Harris and his comments on Governor Westmore's disinvitation to the NGA dinner.
Right.
I thought he made some really great points in regards to the fact, not just that Governor Moore has been telling Trump to keep his name out of his mouth in Baltimore and all these other things, but he said, look, I mean, why would you want to work with someone on the Republican side of the aisle when you're trying to eliminate Republican representation in the state of Maryland?
Yeah.
I think that's a great point.
That
he
is.
Has no desire to work across the aisle. That is clear.
And every chance he gets, he bashes the president.
Yeah.
I understand you don't like his policies. You disagree.
Right.
Fine. But show the office some respect. After all, you were vice chair of the bipartisan NGA.
Exactly.
You're supposed to lead by example, and this guy was in the military.
But he's not even running against President Trump. This is the other question that I have. Is it really just to be relevant and to be on television? because, and I guess he is getting, probably, you know, raising funds for
doing
so. Yeah,
absolutely. That's all about virtue signaling to his radical left-wing base and then to raise money for his presidential campaign.
I just think it's a quite an opponent to take on, because here's a guy that won the popular vote and overwhelmingly won against Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. And she had, what, Wes Moore stumped for her, Obama, everybody.
Every Hollywood celebrity.
Everyone.
So anyway, the media.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. I think that's very interesting. Also in Virginia, speaking of redistricting, I know you probably saw that they're trying to take
10-1.
Yeah, 10-1.
10-1.
Right now it's 6-5.
Yeah.
How on earth are they going to try attempt to do this?
All in the name of democracy, the Democrats would have you believe.
Exactly, exactly. There's a lot of Virginians, I think, really waking up to Abigail Spanberger, because she did. She ran a different race. And she's leading an entirely different way.
CIA spook. I mean, how could you believe anything that came out of her mouth?
Yeah, no. Well, I have some friends in Virginia that are not so happy. And you know what?
Caveat
some of my friends didn't even vote.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, was it? I didn't even know. Because, you know, they're used to the presidential year and everything like that. And I said, yeah, you missed it. Now you got Abigail.
My youngest son, Logan, has really got a dilemma. He works in Maryland, lives in Northern Virginia, lives in Arlington.
Okay.
And his steady girlfriend lives in D.C.
Okay.
So he's like, where do I go?
Nowhere.
Virginia's going to be really expensive. Maryland's already expensive. Yeah. And D.C. is, you know.
Does he have time for another job?
He might have to.
Yeah. Especially with Valentine's Day around the corner. So all that, plus Steve Whistler at 11 o'clock running in District 5 in Carroll County.
Very good. Kim Klasick Live. We'll be tuned in. So the Democrats in the state are trying to sneak in a Trojan horse bill. And the bill is a Senate bill 236. Okay. It's coming up for first reader. And it's in the Education, Energy, and Environmental Committee. And the bill says in this is all about election technology and election equipment, okay? Election law, certification of election supporting technology regulations review and evaluations. But then you scroll down and you find out in a section about halfway through the bill that they compatible with a method of casting and tabulating votes in which voters rank candidates in order of preference, and votes are tabulated in a manner that reflects voter preference. Designed for the use in the administration of elections and the blah, blah, blah. But so when you see the term rank, that refers to ranked choice voting. And to me, that is one of the most nefarious, insidious election schemes of all time. They've used it in Alaska, and now they're going to get rid of it. They use it in some other states. That's where you rank your choices. Choice number one, choice number two, choice number three. And if nobody gets above 50%, they vote again. And then the person getting the lowest number of votes drops out. And it's entirely possible that the person that had more votes in the first round than either the other two candidates ends up losing in ranked choice voting. In fact, that's usually what happens. So in a state that is already dominated, a one-party rule, the Democrats, they're trying now to cement their grip of power for decades to come with ranked choice voting. And they don't have I don't think they have the stones to come out right and say, we're going to do this. We'd like to change our election process. They're trying to hide behind this bill. And that's Senate bill. You get the bill number right. 236. 236. It's up for first reader, I think, today. All right. That's going to do it. Kim is up next. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America. See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.